Blog Talk Radio.
Brother Wes, I think we might have to resend your validation. I hope you're listening. Hope you're laughing. Herschel Walker looked like he could pull off a stutter. It's going to be interesting. But nonetheless, that's how crazy this cycle of political events are taking. Now, as you know, we had to put the show out there. Ain't nobody going to do it like the Helios going to do it. We're going to shed a light on this. Now, today's program is titled, You Hypocrites, White Lives Do Matter. And, of course, I'm laughing out loud when I say that. This is one of the most fascinating spells yet. Now, I put out there. Somebody dropped. I don't know who dropped, but somebody dropped. Okay, we're going to figure that out. Did y'all hear that noise? I don't know what's going on, but hope that it ain't me. Now, let me just say this. We've been trying to tell people for, you know, you can't only tell people so much. You can bring a horse to water, but you know, can't make him drink. So, everything that you heard this week from Kanye, we're going to examine the Helios way. We're going to shed the light on it. Like I told you before, ain't no other way to do it but put the light on this program and let it shine. Now, a hypocrite, which many people seem to be under this ostracism of hypocrisy. A hypocrite is a person, y'all should know this. He say one thing like, oh, the environment is so good, I'm for the environment. Yeah, he throwing his garbage all over the place. But he for the environment, or she for the environment. Or she want to be married and always talking. He's like rapper women. You know, they always tell you to go screw everybody and get banged up and get gang banged up, yet they got a husband and a family. Those are hypocrites because they don't talk what they preach. They preaching not what they talking. They just running their mouth all for the bloody money. Now, we don't really need Kanye West to validate, but he going to validate for us what we all been saying all along. Because Kanye is relatively new, just like Candace Owens, relatively new. We call them newbies. I'm glad to see we got some newbies that are waking up people and starting, you know, it ain't dead with us. Our generation ain't die off. It's still more talking. But this is something that many of you have already heard 1,000 times. It's just a new package rendition of the same talk. Y'all all know by watching Unsung that the record companies will kill you. It don't take a rocket scientist. All you got to go into the 60s, the 50s, to see what they have done. You know, Jackie Wilson, Sam Cooke, all of them was telling us before we was even born that the record company will pimp you to death. They'll get you a Cadillac after they get them a mansion. That's how it works. They get a mansion, you get a Cadillac. Now, for everybody to be upset and out of style, that's how you know you hypocrisy and you hypocrites. Your Bible story, the magic book, tells you exactly what hypocrisy is and what it would do for you. All books of the ancient time, I'll just use this one because it's the most modern one for most of you to comprehend. Now, if this is the case, boy, oh boy, you got something coming, those of you who believe in this Bible. I mean, it clearly states you will pay for your hypocrisy. Now, I'm going to show you how hypocrisy works, too. You get a dude on, let's just say, CNN, always to pretend to be pro-black. You got Van Jones, Don Lemonade, Joy Reid, and all them. All these black folks claiming they with you in the struggle. They with you all the time. Yet, they live in a total different zip code full of white people. See, and you talking about white lies. Adam, I think they do. What you think? But in this program, I think you will be validating what we said and surely what Kanye said, even if it was sporadically expued out of his mouth. He still said some things that's going to validate all the crap that y'all been hearing for thousands of years now. Prove it today with facts. Just facts. Of course, me running my mouth a little bit, but just facts. Now, this is the case. These people are telling you they for the black folks, yet both Don Lemon and Van Jones married to white people. How does that work? How could you talk about something that's deviant, that's wicked, such as capitalism, and you a millionaire? How does that work? Somebody today, and also we got some prizes. See, I just can't go without being nice. I got 9 ebook copies of my man, Dr. Campbell, Charles Campbell, my brother, The Art of Black War Against a Black Enemy, which will be given 3 today, 3 emails. We're going to do each show, 3. And, of course, we're going to have fun with it. You're going to have to answer a few questions. We're going to get 3 of you at a time. Out of y'all 3, we're going to keep going until y'all 3 get it right. All right. Look forward to that. Thank you, Brother Campbell, for that. Excellent book. I mean, it's a refresher book. You know, keep your mind validated. You know, V for Vendetta. Now, this is how this works. Hypocrisy is everywhere. Just like I just showed you. You got these shows. Everybody. Ron Williams from Fox. Used to be on Fox. He married to a white woman. Jordan Peele. Get Out. He tell you to get out from white folks, but he married to him. How that sound to you? Let's be real about this. I make a movie about escaping from white folks, and yet I'm married to one. Okay, let's keep this ball rolling. Did I say, man, Eddie Murphy, Michael Jordan, all talking all this black shit, and they billionaires. You gonna tell me capitalism ain't working for them, though? Do you see them screaming about capital? Do you see Samuel L. Jackson telling you not to get Capital One because it's full of shit? Do you hear that at all? You hear any of them saying? You got everybody on the credit card now. You know it's about to collapse. They out there talking about get the cards. It'll save your day. Well, didn't Kanye tell you he put $140 million in Chase Bank? Right after he made these claims, Chase closed his account. Wendy Williams, big time television, closed her account, couldn't get to her money. Y'all could talk about all this crap you want, but your money game will be confiscated. I don't care who you are on this phone. Don't make me no difference. You could say, oh, he full of shit. Well, you will one day say, God damn. That motherfucker told me the truth. Baby, we can't get the money. Cancel everything. Okay, so you just get away for it. I don't have a problem with it because I know it's coming. It's coming. Surely is. But we're going to play the game like y'all do because y'all hypocrites. So let's go with the hypocrite story today. Now, what did Jesus, since Kanye talking to Jesus, knowing he married to a Kardashian? Now, how does that sound? I don't know. He named everything from the Hebrew Israelite, I mean, Nation Islam, every book out, he put it all in that. Everything, Claude Anderson, everybody, he lumped everybody in the shit. Okay, fine with me. That's cool. But let me tell you what white folks talking about. See, I went on to the Canadian news today, or yesterday, or the day before when I started doing my research from all y'all, giving us the info on the thread. Brother Tut, Thomas, all y'all, Brother D's, the 2 DDDs, baby, we going to deal. I mean, it's like a new sister to Queen Shalene. It's like a news. What, Brother Wesley, all y'all, it's news anchors. Good news anchors. Because good news in a Bible story, if you look up the word with a concordance, means factual. You talk about it like good and plenty, feeling good and shit. Now, it ain't about no feeling good shit. It's about facts. Look up the lexicon of the word good in Greek. Don't mean what you think it means. That's why I know you don't know the spell words. Anyway, you will today. Now, let's go with it. Hypocrites, according to Jesus, my very favorite one, is woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. Basically, he's talking about lawyers, DAs, and politicians. Look it up. Now, if Jesus obviously was not liked for calling people hypocrites, and y'all know what hypocrites did. I mean, remember Farrakhan got Malcolm killed by calling him a hypocrite. So don't think the hypocrite word is taken lightly. It has death sentences to it. That's why I told you, read your Bible, because it's death sentences for hypocrites. Ain't my words. It's in your own damn Bible. Just go to your pastor's award dinner and I'll start asking questions. Are we hypocrites in here because, you know, our zip code is poor? That's a hypocrite who could be rich in a poor zip code. What y'all call that? Somebody give me the worst thing y'all get as Eve. If y'all can give me the first one to give me the word of what a person is poor, living a poor zip code, but he the richest, and they stay poor. What governmental word would that be? First caller, if you got that, you know you got an e-book. And all we need is your address, your email address. I'll send it to Brother Charles, and he will send it to you. You send it to me, I'll send it to him, and he'll give you a beautiful information of what and how and what's happening with him and some of the things in what I consider the inventor's life. That's a hell of a life there. We'll talk later on that. Now, here's what the white man in Canada and around the world who are practitioners of white supremacy. It's not a lot of white people. You don't need a lot of white people for this, white supremacy. You just got to have enough rich ones. They don't need them, but this, nobody wants a bunch of people. Hell, you got shit. They'll kick you out of band just to get the cut. Hell, they'll do anything, bro. So you can imagine what a politician would do to cut you out. Now, let's talk today. This is coming out of a quote in Canada, a website, newspaper. I went and looked up what, because they catching hell up there. They don't know who the president is. They don't know if it's Hitler's son or Fidel Castro's son. They trying to figure out the DNA. They might be the boys from Brazil shit. But you're going to find out soon enough, Canada. Oh, Canada, you'll be singing that song real shortly. Now, today, I'm quoting, this ain't coming from me. Today, almost every commercial, and I said this, let me set this up. I said this before. I just find shit to validate what we've been saying without us having to say it. I don't found to break the spell white folks saying what we've been saying. And I don't even know these white, these Canadian white folks. So validation again to the Dry Bone family, because we've been, how long? Even before we did shows, we knew this was coming. Almost every commercial, almost every movie features a black person in a leading role. Foreigners are watching American TV might be tempted to think that blacks are the dominant U.S. demographic. Yet, they comprise a slightly above 12% of overall population. Even at 12%, it's a dangerously high number when one considers the skyrocketing levels of black in America, crimes that blacks in America commit. I said, man, I'm going to stop right there, because that's still, I'm going to say unquote. I said, Dad, this is some crazy, saying the same thing, huh? They're looking at us as a criminal, because the world sees a different commercial than you see. Everybody, but yet they see a commercial. Then it goes on to say, one doesn't need a red pill or a racist to see that the entirety of our nation's media outlets are preoccupied with portraying blacks in ways that a vast majority of them are not. How so? Racially mixed couples, usually a black man is with a white woman, are constantly presented as the norms. So there is an increase in racially mixed marriages in America. It's increasing. Okay. I doubt it as common as portrayed on television commercials. They even show white men with black wives, which is even rarer. Now, I'm going to stop a minute, show you. I showed you all the black men, Michael Jordan, Martin Scorsese, Robert De Niro. All them got black women, David Bowie. So you see the concept what the media can do to your mind. It makes you think things that may not be true, because what white person in Europe don't know the Moors or the Blackamoors was fucking all the white women. I don't see how that could not even be known, but maybe these are dumb white folks. Let me keep reading. Portraying blacks in a way the majority are not. How so? Racially mixed couples, we got to that too. Now, here we go. I doubt his comments portrayed. Even shows white men, white women is even rare. The reason behind this culture diversion of subversion remains the same, whether it's national immigration policy, the promotion of pornography, gays, LGBTQ, it's all gay marriages, or to slow the steady erasing of whites on television. Unquote. This was a publication up in Canada. And I said to myself, we've been saying this, we know why. The blueprint was given to us. The blueprint was given to us. Now, I'm a play, so y'all won't, before I bring y'all in, so we get two things in here. The blueprint was given to us. And the problem is, I think we might have short-term memory lapse. It got to be with them chemically spraying over us, or over the many states, have caused you to lose your consciousness of remembrance. You can't remember anything no more. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. You can't remember nothing. You wouldn't remember things if your life depended on it. Some of you, can't say all of you, but a vast majority is forgetting quicker than ever. This has been said how many times that they was going to take the white race, make them upset, keep them agitated by giving the blacks, who they see as the dumb ones who only perceive them on this historical plane of 400 years of, that's how they did it. It's a spell. I told you, 400 years is a spell because they don't want whites to remember past 400 years either. Otherwise, they'd be like, wait a minute. Blacks had us enslaved first? That'll mess them up. Then the plan will be totally upset because they'll be upset with their people and go to hell fighting. Now, you know it's true. You see every group together now, Chinese with a black man, Chinese with a white man. It's all being conglomerated now. I'm going to bring to your remembrance, as always, because I have to remember. You know, it helps me to remember that we all remember, because this was told to you. I'm only going to play two clips before I bring y'all in, just to show y'all that the dichotomy of the same thing being said by two different people, but the same message. Listen carefully, because many of you will be called off as a hypocrite.
Together, those two minority groups, properly maneuvered, could be used to create exactly the kind of strife in America the Illuminati would need to accomplish their objective. Thus, at the same time that Schiff and his co-conspirators were laying their plans for the entrapment of our money system, they were also perfecting plans to hit the unsuspecting American people with an explosive and terrifying racial upheaval that would tear the people into hate fractions and create chaos throughout the nation, especially on all college and university campuses, all protected by Earl Warren decisions and our so-called leaders in Washington. Of course, perfecting those plans required time and infinitely patient organizing. Now, to remove all doubts, I'll take a few moments to give you documentary proof of this racial strife plot. First of all, they had to create leaderships and organizations to draw in millions of dupes, both Jewish and Negroes, who would do the demonstrating and commit the rioting, looting, and lawlessness. So in 1909, Schiff, the Laymans, and other conspirators organized and set up the National Association for the Advancement of the Colored People, known as the NAACP. The presidents, directors, and legal counsels of the NAACP were always white men, Jews appointed by Schiff. And this is the case to this very day. Then, in 1913, the Schiff Group organized the Anti-Defamation League of the B'nai B'rith, commonly known as the ADL, to serve as the Gestapo and hatchet man outfit for the entire great conspiracy. Today, this sinister ABL maintains over 2,000 agencies in all parts of the country, and they advise and completely control every action of the NAACP, CORE, of the Urban League, of all the other so-called Negro civil rights organizations throughout the nation, including such leaders as Martin Luther King, Stokely Carmichael, Bayard Rustin, and others of that ilk. In addition, the ADL acquired absolute control of the advertising budgets of many department stores, hotel chains, and TV and radio industrialist sponsors, also advertising agencies, in order to control practically all the mass communications media and force every loyal newspaper to slant and falsify the news, and to further incite and at the same time create sympathy for the lawlessness and violence of the Negro mobs. Here is documentary proof of the beginning of their deliberate plot to foment the Negroes into all their lawlessness. Around 1910, one Israel Zangwill wrote a play entitled The Melting Pot. It was sheer propaganda to incite the Negroes and Jews, because the play purportedly visualized how the American people were discriminating against and persecuting Jews and Negroes. At that time, nobody seemed to realize that it was a propaganda play. It was that cleverly written. The propaganda was well wrapped up in the truly great entertainment in the play, and it was a big Broadway hit. Now, in those years, the legendary Diamond Jim Brady used to throw a banquet at the famous Delmonico restaurant in New York after the opening performance of a popular play. He threw such a party for the cast of The Melting Pot, its author, producer, and chosen Broadway celebrities. By then, I'd already made a personal mark on the Broadway theater and was invited to that party. There I met George Bernard Shaw and a Jewish writer named Israel Cohen. Zangwill, Shaw, and Cohen were the triumvirate who created the Fabian Society in England and had worked closely with a Frankfurt Jew named Mordecai, who had changed his name to Karl Marx. But remember, at that time, both Marxism and communism were just emerging, and nobody paid much attention to either. And nobody suspected the propaganda in the writings of those three really brilliant writers. At that banquet, Israel Cohen told me he was then engaged in writing a book which was to be a follow-up on Zangwill's The Melting Pot. The title of his book was to be A Racial Program for the 20th Century. At that time, I was completely absorbed by my work as a playwright, and significant as that title was, its real objective never dawned on me, nor was I interested in reading the book. But it suddenly hit me with the force of a hydrogen bomb when I received a newspaper clipping of an item published by the Washington, D.C. Evening Star in May 1957. That item was a verbatim reprint of the following excerpt in Israel Cohen's book, A Racial Program for the 20th Century. And it reads, as I quote, "We must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tension. By propounding into the consciousness of the dark races that for centuries they have been oppressed by the whites, we can mold them to the program of the Communist Party. In America, we will aim for subtle victory. While inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will instill in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of the Negroes. We will aid the Negroes to rise to prominence in every walk of life, in the professions and in the world of sports and entertainment. With this prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin a process which will deliver America to our cause." That same excerpt was entered into the congressional record of June 7, 1957 by Representative Thomas G. Abernathy.
That's the first one I'm going to throw at you before I bring y'all in. Now, that's in 1957, y'all. 1957. I'm not nowhere near born. I'm part of the racial agenda for a racial 21st century. Not even knowing. Ignorantly put in place through this matrix that's been set up. Have no idea. Many of you had no idea. Your parents have no idea. And what did he say? He said entertainers, sports figures. I showed you all them. That's who they got to marry him. And you still think white lives don't matter? They got children by him. That was a cold word. That was a cold word. I told you don't know magic good. And I ain't talking about Magic Johnson, who's also part of the magic show. But you're going to see about it in this program. Just keep on listening. Keep on listening. Now, that was Myron Fagan, everybody. Myron Fagan. He told you the congressional records. Why don't y'all go look up? I got them. That's why I know people faking. Hypocrites. Right there. It's already in the Congress. Wonder if it's sealed up. You wonder why they went to Trump house? That's a sign they're going to be in your house before not very long. Now, Kanye, let's go to Kanye right there. I'm going to go in and out of history right quick. Let's just bring it to 2022. This 1957, man laid it out. We're going to let the blacks fuck all the white women, and then we're going to make the whites feel guilty. Make them, ain't that what they're doing now? Fund the police. I hate the police because they beat up blacks that they've been showing on TV. This is a wonder. This is the best Bewitch ever. And we're going into Halloween, everybody. Get ready. Hoo-hoo. You ain't seen what's coming. It's going to be Fright Night that night. That's what they're going to have everybody out after Halloween, November. We don't know what could happen. But I know Kanye tried to warn you in his own way. What do you want me to tell you? Everything? He already claiming to be Jesus. Wonder what that means. Crucifixion.
Prophet muscle. I don't got no celebrity friends. Because when I was on TV, on Instagram saying, I don't know where my child is, and the Kardashians kidnapped my daughter in public, and I didn't have the address of my child, none of these that want
to
say something
Travis
now.
Travis gave you the address, though?
Travis gave me the address. Right. But as far as Meek Mills, right. Puff Daddy, whoever, none of these all you fake hard you.
Wait, hold on.
Okay. All you fake hard you. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'll get because you can't nobody anyway, and the reason why you got talks is because you did a deal, you fed. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got to come at me, because part of the deal for you to be a do all that da-da-da-da and get out of jail is that you promise that you're going to go pull my co-car. So y'all up about me. Now, let me say it calm. You just shut up about, you shut up about Michael.
Right, right.
I'm Michael now.
Right,
every
right.
Michael you can think of, right. But mostly Godfather Michael now. Oh, no. I'm Michael now. I'm Michael now. I am the richest.
Right. They say you're the richest black man in American history.
In history.
Kanye exposes the entire industry. Catch me with my commentary at the end. I'm Prophet.
In America.
In history.
Can we make some noise for that, goddammit? Yeah. Make some noise for that.
No. I want y'all to run up on me.
No.
I want y'all to come kill me.
No.
I want you to smack me.
No.
I want you to do all that you rap about.
No.
All that you rap about. I want you to come do it now. Come down to this joint right now, please. Or otherwise, shut up unless you was there when the Kardashians kidnapped my kids. You understand? Now go and get y'all some business while we go and get free. Because I'm Moses out here. You know what I'm saying?
We made the White Lives Matter tees, and then when I put up the tweet, the DEFCON tweet, now he ain't releasing the tees. Because he's Jewish.
Mm.
And I'm like, see, this is my exact point that I'm making.
Mm.
Like, Jewish people have owned the black voice, whether it's through us wearing a Ralph Lauren shirt, or it's all of us being signed to a record label, or having a Jewish manager, or being signed to a Jewish basketball team, or doing a movie on a Jewish platform like Disney. And we understand, it's like, I respect what the Jewish people have done and how they brought their people together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they came into money through the lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
When after Wall Street, when when all of the like the Catholics, they wouldn't divorce people.
Right.
So the
right.
Jewish lawyers came and they were willing to divorce people. That's when they first came into their money. So like say with me and Jay, with our culture, with the darker Jews. First of all, because you got
that happens when anybody starts talking deep.
Okay.
With the
darker Jews, the 12 lost tribes of Israel, who we are, because we Jewish also, we from Africa also, we're the blood of Christ. So we're not just black. We are Jew, just like the Jewish people. And now we're coming into money. But the main thing is I got to drink the Douce over the Hennessy as the first step to us coming together, like how the Jewish people came together. But we couldn't even talk about – I remember Ben Horowitz called me after 444 and said, I don't know about Jay giving up business, Jewish business secrets. And these secrets
– we were talking about building up the properties and stuff like that.
Yeah,
on 444.
These secrets can't – they're not finna be a secret no more. Like if somebody tells me something, they're like, yo, I want to tell you this, but it's a secret. I'm like, I'm not your personal hard drive. Like if you want to be a secret, don't tell me. I'm not here to keep nobody's secrets because it's only the truth that's going to set us free. And what they do is the Jewish community, especially in the music industry, they'll take, in the entertainment period, they'll take one of us, the brightest of us, right, that can really feed a whole village, and they'll take us and milk us till we die, and then Stevie Wonder's son got to get a job, right? But Cameron Azoff got a job at Apple. He's already set up because of the way Azoff is connected, and we have to make our own connections. That's what I saw. What I loved about it, I love Dove just as a human being.
And this is the guy from Adidas?
Dove is from American Apparel.
Okay.
But I'm talking about put out my White Lives Matter tee. The White Lives Matter tee don't say nothing. It don't say DEF CON or nothing on it, right? I'm like, put it out. And he's telling me, like, yo, I want you to visit the Holocaust Museum. And I was like, yo, I want you to visit Planned Parenthood. That's our Holocaust Museum. I'm like, yo, I put my life on this at this point. Because they've been with me too long.
Now, I'm going to leave it like that because y'all going to go look that all up. It's all out there. But I'm going to show you the dichotomy, the comparison. Myron Fagan, who is Jewish? Secular Jew. See, there's different ones. Like he said, see, they gave you the renditions of who. Now, he went to the 12 tribes. Now, Jesus ain't no 12 tribes. Yahweh. If you're going to say Yahweh, I'm going to listen. But if you're going to say Jesus, that means you're talking in parable. Two different guys, two different characters, all together. Now, you don't have to believe me, of course, because I ain't Kanye. And I ain't got to see how he made it sound like having the money. So that's what y'all all about, hypocrites, lovers of lies. You can't come against something that you are being created from unless you get aborted. That's why they're on abortion right now. Oh, y'all about to get it. See, I told you, I ain't never said I was the best, but I surely ain't the rest. We're going to give it to you, Helio style, I told you. And that's what you're going to get. Are y'all ready for fire? Because we just getting started. Maybe, let me just cool y'all off right quick. Because that Kanye shit, that just tore me up right there. Because you know why? It's all about y'all doing this. Y'all always been doing it. We all, let me say all of us have done it. I'm going to leave myself out because I as well will receive judgment. Oh, yeah. All of us will receive judgment. But nonetheless, everybody wants to bust out, right? Everybody wants to get down. But some of y'all been hit with the bop gun. And you know what that gun is? It's called Sin Nation. That's coming up next when we get finished. I'll bring everybody in. Give me 2 minutes.
I'm
That's right. I like to end on that one. Endangered species. It's all up to us. Let's get it on. I'm ready to get the fire on. Here we go. I'm busting them all in here. 8554. Let me get you all up in here. Go ahead. You first. 8554 opens you up. I got 9927-3364. Jump in, fit in. We're going to put you all in. Let's do it.
Okay. Okay. Wow. You said a lot. You said a lot today, bro. By the way, we've been having record heat in 75, 80 degrees the past week or so. But, you know, okay. Let's start with the word hypocrite. The metaphysical meaning of it, or esoteric meaning of it, means actor in the theater. Hypocrite in classic Greek means an actor in the theater. So the word came to mean anyone who pretended to be one thing while really he was something far different. Now, going back to the conversation me and you had yesterday morning about Willie D. Willie D was one of the members of the Ghetto Boys.
Ghetto Boys, that's it.
Now, he went on a local, I believe it was in somewhere in Texas, because they're originally from Texas. It was a Fox, local Fox station in Texas, and basically shitted on Kanye, called him a coconut, and he said he's a very dangerous person. Now, I got a question for you. Who owns Fox?
Oh, yeah, Rupert Murdoch.
Okay, now, with that being said, yeah, he owns a percentage of Fox, but he doesn't own the whole thing. Have you ever heard of a man by the name of Larry Fink?
Yes. Yes.
Larry Fink is the president and CEO of BlackRock. BlackRock owns a majority of News Corp. News Corp is the umbrella company which Fox is under. By the way, BlackRock also owns Disney, Comcast, and Time Warner.
Comcast.
Now, with Time Warner, it's shit deep, bro.
Yeah, go, keep going.
Man,
keep going.
With Time Warner, CNN falls under that banner. And with Disney, Marvel Comics is under that umbrella too, who was ran by President and CEO Kevin Feige. He's a Kazarian too. So with this whole news media thing, they're basically owned by the same company.
Right.
So why are people even wasting their time listening to hypocrites that are owned by the same people, the same corporation?
Same corporation. I put the picture out there.
What I'm trying to say is basically Fox and CNN are owned by the same people.
Same people. And Ronald Reagan, now I'm glad you brought a Fink. He's in a lot of stuff. You look that name up. I won't go further, but he entered also the pornography is also connected to some of these corporate entities of all these great pornography websites that are all over the earth. Is behind that. And let's go even further since you went there. Now, here they are.
Let me get into the number 12 real quick.
I ain't going to stop now. Keep going. I'm going to give you two. Go ahead. Three more minutes. Keep going.
Going to the number 12 real quick, when you're talking about the 12%, now, 12 is actually a symbolic number meaning creation of the universe, especially dealing with mathematics. And so as far as the Bible is concerned, you got the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 brothers of Joseph, the 12 judges of Israel, the 12 great patriarchs, the 12 Old Testament prophets, the 12
zodiac
of Israel.
12 zodiac.
Yeah, the 12 is the zodiac, and the 12 jewels of the high priest. And if you look at the word jewels, the first three letters is Jew, by the way. Then you got the 12 disciples. And you can't make this shit up.
Then
you got the 12 disciples, and then with your multiplication, you take the 12 of the 12 tribes of Israel, multiply that 12 times 12 is 144,000, and those were the people that's supposed to have the seal of the God on their foreheads. Yeah, now, let's go to Tex Mars real quick. He wrote a book. This book I just got in the mail yesterday called DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline. Now, Tex Mars states on the back of his book that DNA science reveals that almost all the Jews in the world come from Khazaria. They are not the blood lineage of Abraham and the prophets, but of King Bulan and the pagan peoples of the Caucasus. The ancestors of today's Jews are not Israelites, but Khazarians. Now, I got a question for y'all, something to think about. You already know this. Now, if Abraham wasn't an actual person, so who are these people saying that they're lineage to Abraham and Abraham never existed? Mm-hmm. Has anybody asked that question?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful question, yeah. Matter of fact, let's make that one of the first prizes. You get a free ebook. I got y'all ready. Thank you, brother. Let's keep that going right there. Don't stop. Now, let's go with this. Now, I told you Chicago is Region 5. Y'all the capital of Region 5. Makes so much sense now that you start to hear all this. Region 5, everything is that star. Now, that star, y'all, don't let them fool you. The Ottoman Turks, we leaving major demographics out of this, which I'm not going to name no names, but somebody, all you know, I have every kind of friends, Turkish people around me. I won't say friends, but associations with people. And the Turks that work, they very smooth, man. They able to go in and out of different groups and shit, smooth as hell. And I'm seeing a dichotomy here. We're leaving different groups out of this thing called the Ottoman Turks. Bosnia, everybody. Ottoman. Croatia. I'm going to name the countries where they at. Croatia. All these wars, remember? Remember what was it? Clinton had a war over there, too. Black the Dog War, that was over there. Now you got the big one now. This is where we got to take a good look at where the Khazarian Empire was at. So I'm glad you brought that into the equation. Tex Mars has been a long time, everybody. I'm going to take some pictures of that I got on my archive. Everybody know I got 8-tracks. You remember VHS, mm-hmm. VHS.
More thing. Let me drop this line real quick. Now, he also says the Khazarian people in the 8th century converted from paganism to Judaism.
Right.
Converted from paganism to Judaism.
Yeah. That's facts. Facts.
You know what our problem is. Just in general, this actually is dealing with the relationships too, because that's a deep topic too. Some of us take the time to read and study. Some of us don't.
Right.
And this is the problem. Actually, we have now with a lot of people. Let's just use the COVID for example. With the couples, like I said, I mentioned on the show before, wives and boyfriends, baby mamas, baby daddies, they're having differences basically over the shot.
Yeah.
Should you get it? Should you not get it? The vaccine, I want my kids to be vaccinated, not knowing the consequences of that shot. And it's causing a division between people.
Yeah. I see it. Y'all see it. And you've been saying it. You've been validated on the high level, bro. So stay validated, baby, because that's what it is. See, validation is a key word. But I better look at the word validation. See, that also goes with facts and everything, because you not only hearing it from a bunch of – see, they will call us conspiracy crazies. But you hearing it from the highest levels of people here. I paid Myron Fagan, congressional – to the records back in them days, they were more ferocious with going after the government than we are today. Now I'm going to say something, and I'm going to take this into a caller. I've been watching court cases because Judge Joe Brown is on Fox now. Judge Joe Brown, I had a conversation, tried to get him on the program, and, you know, to me, hey, he's Judas Prudence of history. He knows history. He knows about Judas Prudence of history. And I'm going to say this. He went to Fox. Now, this is what they're streaming. They're streaming the mock trial of Hunter Biden. Now, I looked it up, watching it. I'm going to tell y'all, if this was out before the election, everybody, I'm going to be honest with you. Now. This is how you know the two companies work together. Your own words. I'm going to go to another caller. Your own words said he just proved they all work together. Validation that they all work together. Here it is. This is a big case. Can you imagine any of your family members? Just think about yourself. Don't look about them. Just think if you was Avatar Hunter Biden, you having orgies, coke parties, crack parties, spending up not just millions, billions of deals while you doing all this partying. And then you got the nerves to go extort the American taxpayer. I'm gonna show you how you know this is what you say is true. And what I just think about it, and think about what he's saying. All this in the name of protecting territories that you're not even protecting your own territory. What a hypocrite population we got. That's why you're gonna pay America.
And people here are leaving their territories because of the Negro bears. They running
That's
around
right.
robbing
That's
people,
right.
carjacking
That's
people.
Right. Let me get some
the
more.
The postal workers are getting sexually assaulted now.
Brother West, get in, jump. I got Brother West next.
I'm going to call y'all number,
then y'all come in. Okay, go ahead. I'm going to give you 5 minutes, all you. And then you next, sister. I'm getting all y'all. Right. 5 minutes, all you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I appreciate you playing that bop gun, man. You have that. You got stank, bro. I had to wipe my nose with my finger like they doing, man. You got stank on that, bro. That was fucking, man. I smelled some damn chitlins, man. It was so stank on that, bro. That was stank, man.
That's why we love you.
Yes, sir.
That's why we love you, man. That's why we love you. Chitlins, bro.
I want y'all to, all y'all looking at Pace Awards, my sister gave the Glory Awards. She gave a thing to Brother Ray and Miss Kilman there too at Watchtack singing, man. So after that, the only one saw it, man. So y'all check out the Glory Awards. My little sister down here in California, man, she's sharp. The only thing missing with her, she ain't got no afro. Once she get a fro on her head, I know she listening. Once she go natural, she ain't going to be nothing to play with, man. She scared the hell out of me, man. She scared me, man. She's a little woman, but she can put that thing on your ass.
You already know. They don't care how they do it. I know that. They're the most ruthless. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, man. She gave awards to damn near everybody in California got an award, man. She ain't no joke, man. I know that little lady, man.
I will watch it. I did see it because y'all said so much, man. Mm-hmm. I did see it. I will watch it. Go ahead.
It's on the aisle, man. Speaking of, I don't like to count no man money, but when you supposed to got some public money to do some shit for somebody, then I got to bust your ass. So my ass will bust. Ass war go to what the motherfucker name? You just call the name Van Jones, cause he got $100 million. Not from Elon Musk, but the other dude with Blue Origin. Y'all know what I'm talking about, the little bald head dude. But he gave Van Jones $100 million to help people out. So when Van Jones got that money, I sent him an email. I said, bro, I want you to use that money to get people records expunged, cause you seen what they did in Florida, man. To get people records here, man. So, man, he emailed me back, say he got the money, but he ain't going to do no shit like that, man. So, my Wesley ass kick award go to Van Jones, man. He ain't shit. All right?
Hey, so, get out. They made the movie.
Yeah.
He married to a white woman. White Lives Matter. That's White Lives Matter, y'all. White Lives Matter. Go ahead.
Remember the dude that got that money for that beach property in L.A., that Bruce family? Well, I got the video on him. He married to a fat white pig, too, man. I'm going to send y'all the picture of it, the whole shit, the article.
So
you know me, man. I'm just like, I'm double O' nigga.
Hey, hold on. I'm glad you said that because I'm not making this up. Y'all go on, Dr. Henry, make a... I got to say, he's so right what he just said. They are showing that the black population of men are going to every demographic size. They could be male nutritious white. They could be big white. Mm-hmm. Black. They got black men. Okay, you got what? You got one more minute. You got almost five. Gave five.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, and I love my man Kanye. The best thing he did is got rid of that damn witch, man. That Kazarian wit. He get back in his right mind now, man. All he needs is a sister like Miss Glory to put that foot up his ass and put that ooh-wee on him. Bro, he going to be sharp. So I yield my time, man. Y'all got it.
You need to call me so I come back up there. I got to see what's going on. The hell? I got 9927. We got the sister, my sister, Queen Shanice. Go ahead, baby.
Resurrection. Thank you so much for your platform and allowing me to speak. I'm about to tell you now, okay, everyone, none of y'all motherfucking lives matter. You know why? Because we've been fucking deceived since 605, six beyond 605, when they had all this technology around the world, the cube, the black cube, and the being that was inside, the invisible God, okay, the one that was inside of it has been taken out and written down in code, because we didn't know, because they needed slaves. They needed motherfuckers to build this shit. They need to build this world. All of us is enslaved. They had to get our minds trapped into something. When they took that being out, because the being was communicating through the Black Knight satellite, when they took that being out, they have constructed them to have a race on who's going to build the body for this being. Now, this is real shit. So they decided to come together, all of them, all the oligarchs from all around the entire world. They said, this is very important. This is going to bring us to another level. We have to keep the people under a fucking mind spell. We have to keep them hurting each other, killing each other, because the energy that they build up will allow this cube to continue, because it feeds off of all of this shit. Only in the land of the dead, y'all, we live on petrified beings. The question is, are we these petrified beings reincarnated? Boom. Just like a video game, you respawn. They've been telling us this shit. Been in our faces. We're infinite beings. If we don't realize that shit and disconnect ourselves, abort ourselves from everything that these motherfuckers have constructed, because it's all based on this entity, the cube. And this being has cubes coming. They're calling their people now. They're coming down. They got the race to build these beings, their bodies. That's where the synthetic, the synthetic situation comes in, with these mad scientists, these witches, warlocks, all of them, all the same shit. All the same. Warlocks, witches, all that shit. Masonic, soul sonic, because they're going to steal your souls. Okay, they lining everybody up. Exactly, they lining everybody up to take your soul energy till it is gone. Okay, this is their goal. The whole goal is the soulless society, the soulless world, the soulless, the new world, soulless order, soulless, meaning
soulless
that you
order.
Will no longer be connected to the body you created when you created, which is natural. And connected to every entity, every cosmos or whatever. Just remember, we walk the cosmos. If we were petrified beings then, and we living on top of them, that means we walked it. So it ain't no, you know, and it broke off. So now, it's let me stop, because they're trying to stop me. They're trying to stop me from telling you the truth.
Keep going, please. You only got 2 minutes.
I know, I only got 2 minutes. But they're taking, they racing to build the bodies. They cause, everybody cause war amongst each other. The only way that they test their weapons is through these wars, because all of these is the cube told them to test the weapons through the war. So this is what they're doing. All of this is for this entity. The cryptocurrency, cube controls that. The money, the Masonic order controls that with the IOU trickery. And then they put the sigils all on the paper and stuff. So when you touch that shit, you become hypnotized. And you do what they tell you to do in a certain manner. And now you're convinced that you got to have this shit, because you got to live a certain way. But you have not put in your mind that you are creators and we don't need to live none of this fucking way. This and now we done got so stupid that we helped build the weapons for this motherfucker, and now this bitch got a body, Sophia, and she has a military, and then more of them is coming. And this
okay,
is real.
On.
This
hold
is
on.
Not a fake war. I'm not telling
she
you.
She said Sophia.
Coming out of the sun.
Come out the sun.
The navel is seeing it. Okay,
yeah,
that there these beings are coming.
Yeah, hold on. Come on, because I know it's happening.
And y'all think it's through reptilians? Reptilians been living amongst us for centuries.
Yeah, hold on, you've been saying something. Now, I've been watching all these videos from around the world, and I'm going to tell y'all something. They got these women, like, raising these dinosaurs, which is iguana down here, to sizes that are like humongous for them. And they say they were saying the dinosaurs, they were treating these iguanas like babies. These big, huge iguanas was loving them. And you know what somebody said in Europe? It says that the mother spirit was able to talk to the dinosaur before all this creation thing got disbalanced. Now, I'm going to go there. But
can I say one more thing?
One more thing. Make it brief.
Before you cut me off, let me say one more thing.
Yeah.
Everybody, listen, y'all. Kanye West and all of them is hypocrites. They're crisis actors. Crisis actors to keep you distracted, to keep you enslaved, not realizing what's really going on. We are going to a soulless world. Do you understand?
We got you, because soul is a sunless world. A sunless world. Because, again, all these are play on words, like you've been saying, and kind of his own magic trick, white lives matter. So you got to realize, too, many of y'all sexually have had sex with white people, I don't know online or not, but I'm going to tell you. So what happens is you will have kids by some. Now, do they matter is your own question. See, this is what's going to be the curse of us all without knowing the magic of the sex game. Because, again, you can say a lot but about what we just talked about with you, and yet people are willing to have sex soulless beings, because the women that fleshly put such a damnation that men will now go to robots. Now, here's the question I'll ask you. Women have been having, we're going to talk about this deeply after 12, because I want to get what we got. Women could talk all they want, but the first dildos were used on the hermaphrodites. They wanted fake dicks. Story, because Halloween coming up, y'all.
Hold on, let me say one more thing. Best thing y'all could do is get y'all some snake repellent. Go to Home Depot, get you a bag of snake repellent. Speaking of that shit right in your house, man. That's what I do, man. I see some snake skin in my front yard, man. Well, snake shed it. So I got some snake repellent all around my house.
You live in the area, you in the area that got snakes, we got reptilians down here in Florida. We got real reptilians.
Yeah, they especially them colors. Pythons, they done loose, man.
Yeah,
the
they done loose all kinds of. We got Bill Gates. Everybody mute yourself until we got some more people on before we start hearing all y'all again. That's all we talk. Let's get 1-877. You next. Wait a minute. Before going on any stuff. We got a lot of that's going in your own area, because these storms that y'all all been having, y'all forget that nature's in the storm. So whatever gets pushed into you is a plague. Like Egypt. 1-877, you on the air.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Hypocrite in the Propaganda Show tonight. On this morning, rather.
Yeah, it sure is.
That's great. What a great topic. And I was listening to everybody on the show, and everybody made a very valid point, okay? And the valid point, just what the sister said, you know, no lives matter. And I kind of agree with that as well. But I know what Kanye West was trying to say is it's just not black lives matter, but white lives matter too, because he got white kids, you know, he got kids that's half white. And in his sense, he's looking at it in a religious sense that, all lives should matter. And so I agree in part what he was trying to demonstrate, and I agree with what the sister was saying, that they use us. They use all the races. I believe the folks that's in charge of the world are the descendants of the fallen angels. We talk about the hermaphrodites. We talk about manipulation. They manipulate. She was talking about the reptilians. They manipulated our DNA, like what they're doing with the vaccine right now. They manipulate the DNA and change the way you know your organs and your body function. And
right.
that is another form of manipulation. What Enoch was talking about, where they were taking the fish cell with the human cells You know, it's no mistake why they are mutilating little babies, because they say a two-year-old now can say, I want to be a boy. And that parent can now, what they're doing right now is changing sexes of children and kids up to 18, knowing that they don't know what the hell is going on. So why are they so obsessed with the manipulation of the sex? Because they are so wanting to create this hermaphrodite with a functioning penis and a functioning female, and want to see if they can have a baby. So that's the whole thing of this the sex and their why they're so into the same sex men and showing all this. But the propaganda is that we have to realize is that that is the only way that they can brainwash us. They can sit there like Joe Biden said that we have a strong economy. Everything's just fine. I mean, like, really? So they're talking to the sheep. The hypocrites. Yeah, they don't read between the lines. So whatever, like the stars, like you were saying, the athletes or the superstars or the politicians say, is gold. That's a god. You know, that's what they created for us, for the hypocrite to be able to brainwash us on the knowing lies, you know. But us as, you know, I think people should drink the apple cider vinegar, because I believe that helps me with the third eye be able to see shit for what it is, you know what I mean? And you can sense things, because we do have powerful, so they're trying to get rid of our brain and the function of our body, because back in the day we was living 1,000 years. You know, probably 10,000 years. I think the lifespan before they started fucking with the DNA was like 10,000, because in Enoch it says that in 70 generations, and it said that children, back in then they were having 1,000 one lady can have 1,000 kids, so she couldn't live 1,000 years like the Bible says. So that's all bullshit. And like the brother was saying about Abraham, there is no Abraham. There is no Abraham, so he's right about that. These are genetically modified Jews, brother. You were right on the money with that. Right, that was awesome. You
okay.
Love that.
Got two more minutes.
Okay. So basically, how we break the spell, as our sister always say, is we have to see what you've been saying for all these years. You know, on your show, I've learned and grown a hell of a lot. People talk to me, they like, wow, and I'm like, yeah, y'all got to check out Dry Bones, you know, show, because of the fact that he's been dropping jewels and for so long that we have to see what the hypocrite and the propaganda is. It's just to deter us from common sense and logic. And if they can get the mass of the people to believe in that, they can. But if we stop believing, like right now, black people, just don't go vote. If you can't vote for, write your name in. You got to vote, you know. Don't vote for the Democrat Party. Do you know what that energy was sent to their asses? Oh, that'll be a wake-up call.
But then it is a wake-up call. But then again, let's go with that, because this next man, I'm going to ask some questions on this next. If we just heard Rupert Murdoch, Fink, okay, if we just heard Myron Fagan say, so how do we know we're probably in this agenda for a new racial reality that we in? That's what that they told us, the prototype. So basically, if we don't vote, do they really care if they got machines that's going to? If you could show people, I've seen people. Hold on, I've seen people who actually watch these videos of them cheating. Actually, I mean, unexplainable. Like, how do you explain this? But yet. We are going along with this illusion that they ain't cheating, even though I know Florida 3 times that was cheating in Florida. So now the rest of the world don't believe that your state can cheat. So explain it. You know, you got to realize that why people will probably look at both parties now as being really very nervous.
I'm frightened of the Republican Party, too. Let me be clear. 40% of the Republican Party are Democrats. The only way they can pull this off, like we've been saying, two wings on a bird, okay? Now, you look at some of the Republicans, like Liz Cheney, right. Okay?
One more minute. That's it. One minute.
Yeah. Okay. There's a lot of Republicans that's really Democrats that's in our party.
Okay.
Right? But there's a lot of people like the Arizona governor. There's a lot of, like, nobody Republicans coming in because they see that they're rhinos. Republican in name only. The reason why I say don't vote for the Democratic Party, you got to send a message. And then the Republican Party, you want to vote for the people who don't have a history of being in that swamp. That's not really,
Okay, time is up. We got to get more people. We got a lot of the hands up. That makes sense. I agree with it.
Thank you.
Y'all area is going to be very much dynamically looked at. You and Wes, brother, that's Region 4. Capital Region 4 is Atlanta. That's where the jurisdiction is set. You can fool yourself if you want to. But since that has never been appealed from Nixon era of dividing the nation into 10 regions, y'all better think about that one. Ain't no, Trump didn't try to rescind that. It's a lot of things that y'all got to realize that can't be rescinded before we take more callers. I'm about to get y'all. Don't worry, I got y'all, everybody, because a lot of y'all jumping on this. This hot. Ain't nobody talking like this. This is unbelievable for their minds to even comprehend that we don't put past, present, and future simply by two areas. Myron Fagan said it in the congressional record. Y'all should have been looking that up ASAP. That's a court case. But you heard what my man say. Thank you for that information. It wasn't to the Jewish lawyers, Kanye say, when they was doing divorce with the Catholic Church. So the Catholic Church don't want you to be divorced because you know why? Because divorce is, if you can't separate, that death do you part stuff, that's a ritual. That's why y'all killing each other now. See, y'all ain't know what y'all was saying during marriage. See, y'all ain't married to each other. Y'all married to the corporate state. It's time to stop lying. Now, you can marry each other. That's why I love my people so much. See, you can get whoever you want to marry, but y'all hate your own people so much. You wouldn't even want nobody you love to marry. You got to have the state marry. The state is the church. The church is the state, y'all. They lie. Church and state is together. Anybody who don't know that by now got to be on some heavy-duty cryptochronic. It's impossible at this point in time for you to tell me that Latin America. Now, I want y'all to look up Latin America. That's who's coming into the country and work. A whole family. I ain't making this up. I see it daily. Good people. They bring the whole family, not wives, the kids, and will clean off all your brush. Now, when somebody know I'm telling the truth, y'all won't know I'm telling the truth, but people around me going to know what I'm talking about when they come visit me. As I can say, I mean the whole family here. Cut down the whole damn area. Beautify together because they're so happy to be in America. But you not. See, you not. And ain't that part of the racial program? Didn't you hear Myron Fagan say they was going to get the black people who would use their racial strife? Then now you got the movie coming out by Whoopi Goldberg from The View. These are witches. You got the Lion movie, The Woman Queen King. I ain't saying it's not good. I say when you do the research, if you was dumb, you would believe that story.
Mm-hmm.
That these women tried to stop the Portuguese when they was the ones saying, here, we got some more niggas for you. They were told the dude to go over there, get that dude. Boom. They would got that dude. The dude say anything bad, they would chop his fucking foot off. Y'all want to blame white folks for that, huh? Let's do. Why don't y'all bet me if y'all really know history? I got people in colleges all over New York State. Won't even come on and try to debate. Bet me. Make me look bad. I'm not that bright. And let me know who chopped off whose foot first. Because I got the backup. I'm ready. Come on. But they won't do it. I got people building this show, won't even debate no more because you know what? They're aging. Did you hear? Haven't I said this before? People from Atlanta, I told everybody, I said, all them was agents that was coming down here, irritated Genie, all them getting you hyped up to want to kill and shit. Then they disappear. I'll find Rick Ross and them working for corrections. How the fuck are you going to work for corrections?
Hypocrite.
All I'm going to say is they want you to eat chicken. You're going to eat a lot of chicken soon. But you guess what? I lied to you not. Because you have been so hardened with your hearts, you hypocrites, that when they killed all your food supply chains this past dark winter that Biden told you about. You didn't know what a dark winter was. So you never looked it up, did you? Because you're so busy thinking you know everything. How you going to know everything in your mind been deprogrammed, reprogrammed? Dark winter means desolation. In the Bible, it's the abomination desolation talked about through Daniel in your biblical Bibles. So y'all ain't going to talk about this shit because I already know. I've been to church so many times. I told her, so I could write a book on the preachers I listen to. Really, and playing the drums around and all that shit. Liars. I'm going to tell you with Kanye. I'm going to validate you, Kanye. You won't call me because you know you won't. And neither with Candace. I called to see. I seen her at the Trump thing. See, they love a black face. They don't have the really. See, Candace is beautiful. No doubt about it. She's Queen Candace. I don't know if she DNA made or not. But I will say this. She got that look of fury, King Queen Candace, in the Egyptian Bible, don't you? Look at the Egyptian Queen Candace. Put her face with Queen Candace. Then she married, I ain't going to go there. She married a white man, too. Don't think I don't know. She could have got my dick. Hell, I'd have gave a lot of dick. That's for real. Plain. She went to where Kanye told her to go because he was going there. See, y'all don't get who travels together, flocks together in any kind of weather. When we do, the camel walk. Remember that James Brown shit? Y'all don't even know James Brown do the shit. Now, Candace and all them fly together. But they did get, they giving you clues, though. You can't see. That's why y'all hate Trump. He gave y'all clues. Y'all won't be able to deny he gave y'all clues. Y'all just hate for no reason. You don't even know why you hate. You come with the dumbest reasons in the world. Nobody could even tell me every rapper ain't rap about Trump. Every rapper. I want to be like Trump. Herschel Walker. Buffalo got to be out their mind to talk about Trump when we got Jim Kelly from Trump. See? All that bullshit. Hypocrites. Jumping for joy during the football league when Trump was getting us the Herschel Walkers and all that shit. Hypocrite. Now, you worried about fucking. Oh, y'all wish you could fuck more than one woman at a time. Y'all wish y'all could. Stop that bullshit lie. Hypocrites must go down. Lying niggas. That's what he was saying on the. I'm just repeating what he was saying. It wasn't me saying this. It was Kanye. Now, I'm going to get all calls, but I got to play this video because, you know, time is strained. See, I want to validate Kanye and all y'all who said this. You know, this has been going on for a long time, y'all. For y'all to be talking like this is scary. It is that, you know, he ain't said nothing that Farrakhan ain't said. How come Farrakhan can say it, stay rich? Ain't no been no real attack on Farrakhan, I notice. He been saying that shit for how long? How long? Come on, y'all. Be real. How long he been saying it? Facts do matter. Let's do the comparisons. Let's do it. Now, I'm going back to when this war that you see, they want you to send all your money to Ukraine just because that's where all the money's going. How do I know? I'm too dumb, though. I'm a lowly nigga. So I just went to their own library.
Jewish ownership of slaves in the Ottoman Empire. Hundreds of Hebrew written sources, dozens of official decrees, judicial records, sigils, and reports of European travelers indicate that slaveholding, particularly of females of Slavic origin, in Jewish households in the urban centers of the Ottoman Empire was widespread from the 16th to the 19th centuries. This halakhically and legally problematic habit was an unparalleled phenomenon in any other Jewish community in the early modern period. The presence of slaves in Jewish households affected family life in many ways. I dealt with two of them. The first is cohabitation of Jewish men with female slaves, usually non-Jewish, who in effect served as their concubines and bore them legitimate children. The second is marriage with manumitted slaves who converted to Judaism and became an integral part of the community. These phenomena attest once again to the great extent to which Jewish society and its norms and codes were influenced by Muslim urban society, and the gap between rabbinic rhetoric ideals and the dynamic daily existence of Jews from all social strata. Slavery and slaveholding has been among the most outstanding aspects of life in the various and varying Muslim societies over the centuries. As is reported by hundreds of Hebrew sources, dozens of official ordinances, documents produced by the Sharia courts, and the reports of European travelers, slaveholding was also common among Jews in Muslim lands. The ownership of women, in particular, was widespread in Jewish households. In the Ottoman Empire on the threshold of the modern era, it was certainly far more common than in Jewish communities in North Africa or Europe. What we know about this practice may now be considerably enlarged thanks to my discovery of about 100, as yet unknown documents from the 17th century court registers of Haskoy, one of the quarters of Istanbul. These documents, especially as we will now study them alongside known rabbinic sources, provide information.
That's 2 minutes of something that ain't never talked about over here at all. Y'all had it in books. Some of y'all got books saying this. Tex Mars had a book about this. So many. Henry Ford had a book about this. Kanye ain't saying nothing the same shit, but Henry Ford said it. Henry Ford said it more eloquently, but he said the same shit. Same shit. So y'all ain't time travelers.
Y'all hey, what if I told you Ukraine is going to be in the Wakanda Forever movie with the trident? Oops.
Somebody,
did I say that?
Let me get some more callers, man. We got so many. 850582. I'm bringing y'all in here. I'm trying to get all y'all in here before, because at 12, y'all going to blow it off. I'm blowing it off on 12. 8582. You ready or not? Here we come. You ready or not? 9019.
How you doing?
We doing with you. What's going on? Let's make it happen.
Well, calling in to let you know that what is happening around the world, we can control the forces. And when the sister said that they is cloning our DNA, we have to focus on what Chris Welsing said. She said we are the keys of the colors. And that means that we are the most dominant ethical cultural group on the planet. Now, what we need to stop doing, which is okay to educate ourselves, but don't keep re-traumatizing ourselves. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. They're going to do that. I had a friend once told me, okay, what they going to do, what we going to do to protect ourselves. See, you can re-traumatize yourself and don't even know how you re-traumatizing yourself. It's good to educate and talk about what these people are doing. But what plan do you, what master plan do you have in place to stop all these things? Because what's the point of you being dominant and strong and immortal? And these people kept our immortality rate away from us, and they've been going in these laboratories and doing all type of things to us, and that's why we weak and sick, and we wasn't weak and sick at all the way we are now. And y'all better stop allowing these people to put lies in our medical reports, because what you don't realize what they're doing is they're saying we are the same. They are saying that we are compatible to the same diseases and the illnesses. Now, you know that part of the Bible talks about unequal yoke and talking about screwing something out. That means that we have immortal immune system, and we can out-survive anything without taking all these different types of artificial substances and putting in our bodies. These individuals are putting artificial substances in our food, and it comes from their genetic coding. Now, let me tell you what you need to focus on. Stop thinking in a recessive mind, because the recessive genetic coding is inside of us, if we like it or not. I'm not talking about no slavery. I'll survive that, because look at us now. In case we'd have been all white. We are not all white. They want to be dominant, Nubian, noble humans of immortality rate. Now, you keep allowing them, we keep allowing them, not me, but whoever, because I ain't going for it. We can, because I'm Nubian queen, I'm Uranus, I'm telling you now.
Right.
I got
now,
that spirit, and I'm going to act
now,
in that spirit. And see,
right,
what
now,
I'm saying
I'm
is
saying,
you got...
I'm not saying you're wrong. You're wrong. You're right. You said you... Now, that's the thing I'm glad you brought up. I'm going to give you some more time. Don't worry. You said you. knows thyself. I agree with that. So each person must have a plan of strategy for thyself. So basically, I hope everybody on here is listening to her because she's absolutely correct. If you don't have a plan that thyself, then boom. And then secondly, I do agree with you, but if we're going to be like the Bible, if you believe the Bible, before God sent out the people, he sent out spies amongst the people. So God was into intelligence, meaning that we got to be able to convey knowledge of how to defend what they're doing. If not, we don't know what they're doing. And obviously, let's go where you're talking. If this is the case, why did so much of these programs actually manifest? I mean, if we were able to stop them before me and you was born.
I'm going to tell you right now if you give me a chance.
I'm going to give you a chance, but you got to answer this question for me quickly now. Not long. How could you come into a world that this already was in before you was even born? It's like it was already predestined before it says that we're going to take over. And then God, you said God, if God was mad at his people, because if you like to be spiritual, I want to be with you on that one level too. If God was really mad at his people, then why would his people say to themselves, maybe we sinned against our God, and that's why we're in this predicament? So go ahead, finish that, and I'll give you 2 more minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, well, that makes sense. But at the same time, while you know you did something, okay, just like a parent, you work it out with your parent. But while you working it out with your parent, you still got obligations of the world which you have to accomplish and achieve. Okay?
Right.
So now that's one of the questions I answered. Let me answer the other. The other partial too is that lack of knowledge, you're going to perish. You can't believe some of us because we have a tendency
of
being a betrayal, a Judas, and the Scar,
how
the Lion King, the Scar.
Yeah, hold on.
The Scar.
But how does that happen? Hold on. Ask this, my sister, Nubian Queen. Ask me this.
Dissatisfaction always makes
Nubian
it happen. When you're dissatisfied about something.
How do you get to that level? Okay, how did we get to that? If we were so great, and I've asked you this because
comparing
this is
and contrasting.
The hardest question I've ever seen. But how, okay, if we that great, then how did we allow this thing to happen to us if we were so great?
I just told you, comparing and contrasting. And an example is,
well, no,
you
didn't call me nothing. That's not explaining
to me. Wait,
no,
you got to let me, you
got to
hear me out now. Don't interrupt my thoughts because this is
minute.
Something real.
One more minute.
Okay, listen.
You got one
you
more
have
minute.
A place.
We can't go
your
all day
mother,
with that.
We from the same household. We have the same mother.
Uh-huh.
And our mother put an amount of food on your plate and amount of food on my plate. You looking at your plate, you looking at mine, comparing and contrasting, and then you thinking in the back of your mind, I got more on the plate than you do, and then you dissatisfied
okay, so that means
me, and you
crazy.
Start plotting.
Now, who would tell? Now, here's the key. Who would tell
that's
you?
That's Cain and Abel.
And what would
okay?
give you the right. So Cain and Abel and everybody. So if Cain and Abel is what God had represented as good and evil, then everybody has a choice to be good or evil, obviously. So you basically
right,
said
I agree,
that everybody
I agree,
is
I agree.
Right. Okay.
I agree,
okay.
But,
so
but
let's
some people,
wait.
Some people choose to be more of the other. If you want to be more evil, you'll
well,
be more
we know
you'll
that
be less
already.
Good. If you want to be
we
more good,
that,
you'll be less
that's,
evil.
That's what we see now.
Left brain, right
that's
brain.
What we're seeing now. We're seeing, yeah, that brain, right brain. Okay, 5045. Got you in the middle. Told you going to make it hot. Y'all don't even know how hot this going to be. Go ahead. 350, Miami. But look, I don't know if you're able to talk or not. Okay, I know you'd be moving around. I'll hit you back if you can hear me. Okay, yeah, I know you'd be busy. Let me go to 6661. You ain't talked yet. Your hand's still up. I got y'all. I got everybody who's going to get able to get the e-book today. Go ahead, 6661.
Hey,
back in the house.
Great dawning, bro.
Back in the house.
Great dawning.
There
great
you go.
Dawning.
He's back in the house. There you go. We got
great.
There you go.
Great dawning. Great dawning to the family, all those that touch the roots of the tree. Great blessings on this day to your ancestors and so forth. The first brother from Chi-Town, you know, he spoke about, and we can't say piggyback the swine on it, but I'm going to touch and add value to it. He mentioned Larry Fink. Larry Fink is the face of BlackRock. Now, what BlackRock is it? The P Stone, the real P Stone? But they're the biggest investors in, and they're pushing the ESG movement, which is environmental social governance. And I think Sister Shalini spoke on it a while back. And they're pushing to choke off the petrodollar and bring in the EV. And so when we look at all our commercials and whatever, there's Chevrolet, Mustang, they're pushing this.
Yeah, every car.
They're pushing this.
Every car
electric volt,
yeah.
which we know is it's the destruction of the dollar, basically, because our main funds are really tied up in the petrodollar. And so with all the reorder or the new world order or the re-governance order or the new God order, they're coming, that we're going to the AI. And all the family has touched on it. Our brother talked about the crypto, which, you know, that's still a question mark because, you know, you have to have something tangible. And see, that's what you talk about, Bones. You talk about, and all the brother Kwame, you need diversification is the main thing, but most of all, land and tangibles, something that you could exchange and,
barter
with. And we've been talking about bartering because they've been in the barter system. They've been bartering. So we're just getting to the point where we're going to actually go through the bottom. When that real, like you said, that real dark winter hit, prices going up, everything's going up. And see, you know, when we look at the propagandists and we look at the hypocrites, it's been a mass propaganda movement since the brown shirts took over. And they mastered it. They mastered
the
it through
shirt.
The Hegelian.
Wow.
And they mastered it through the Hegelian dialect, which they use these pawns, like we see, like the bronze, and they hypnotize us, like the sister spoke. They hypnotize us through the material things, but it's mainly within ourselves in order to create the collective. We all have to be on one accord, because if you look at any other ethnicity on the face of this planet, everybody has that discipline where they still stay within the true core of their native values, that the Asians, everybody else, the Asians, whoever, even going down to the different Sephardic and the Ashkenazi, all those stay
That's
within their family parameters, right? But
yep,
the way how they divided the real, the way how they divided the real house to the Most High is they infiltrated through the spies that you talk about. They infiltrated through that. The Kim Kazarians. Infiltrated.
Yeah.
And so now Kanye, he's an actor. He knows the game. But see that when they mixed and she got her seeds and they was done with him, she chewed him up like the Black Widow and spit him out back to his people. Now, all the other lions and everything to mingle, you know, to mangle him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Underwear line called
She coming out, yeah. And then she went to law school. Went to law school. Hey, Kanye should have knew right there. Boy, look here. I'm in trouble, bro.
Remember, a lot of people forgot her father was OJ's lawyer.
Yeah.
One of OJ's
lawyers. They spraying that. I'm on some good shit right now, but not that shit, bro. I'm on some good shit, but not that shit.
That's a good one, man, bro. Thank you, my brother. Much love to that one, man. All right, go ahead, jump in, Wes. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, speaking of sports and shit, every game you see, football and basketball, who got the damn sideline microphone? A goddamn Karen Beckett, man. Okay, I ain't seen Pam no TV. Y'all, every damn sports with football, basketball, you got Becky with the microphone talking to the brothers, man. That's the subliminal shit, man.
One more before I go.
One more before he go. Then you next, sister. Then we gonna
one more before
calls.
I go. And the propaganda that we the propaganda that we've seen over the years and from the Bayard Rustin movement and FCLC.
Yeah.
The propaganda and the so-called civil order movement. And then when King found out that all that shit was, damn, I'm in a burning building, they took him out. And we watched this shit.
They took him out.
You understand?
Yeah.
They took him out. So and we've seen this socialist agenda movement through all that. Jack Bauer, Jack Ryan, my brother. Okay.
Yeah, Jack Bauer, for real. He's been validated on a thousand times, man. Let me just say this to all y'all. Hopefully, we're going to make some calls. Get you in next, sister. You next. I got you next. Don't want to forget you. I'm writing everybody now. We got to go to the top of the hour. Sister Antoinette, all's well. Doing well. Brother Eddie, all's always well. Do his thing, man. Peace out doing this on Wednesday nights. All others, she's been doing it with the Wayans. Multiple shows. We're trying to get Judge Joe Brown on here to talk about the Hunter Biden case. Are they going to go after him if they win the midterms? Is this what we're going to see attack on espionage? Espionage, what y'all just said. Geez, they're using the playbook from the Bible, y'all. You make deals with the merchants. We're going to get into that at 12. I'm just telling y'all, it's going to get hot up in here. Before we do anything else, though, we got to get ready for that game. I got to get some tools out here for y'all. But let me just do one thing. I just got to put this up. Y'all becoming pandemics. Not pandemics, but panopticons. Y'all going to monitor yourself. This is all with compliance, everybody. This is all with compliance. It's almost unreal. It's with compliance. This word is a crazy word. But this word means a lot. If you love watching yourself, you only initiating the action of it happening on a higher level. Somebody put yourself on mute. If you're running around, jumping around, and stumbling around, please put yourself on mute, then come on back in when you finish all that. That's all you got to do. Now, panopticon. See, now if I was a panopticon person, y'all on video, it'll be able to, this is how they're going to work, because they know video and talking, and we love it. Everybody loves it. You love seeing yourself. Some form of fashion. Now, by them doing this, you would think that they would come up with the same concept that Myron Fagan said about how they're going to control. This is white folks telling the Congressional Congress that the NAACP controlled by Jewish people. Everybody. Y'all heard this. Remember? Lucky. Hey, thank y'all. Man, Reverend Pinckney, been looking out for you. Thank you for responding. Lovely, lovely. Hope to get with you soon. He talked against the NAACP. He said, burn your NAACP cards because what took place. This group started, and then he said we're going to give the black celebrities, sports figures. Don't that's what you all see today in media is sports figures and rappers, celebrities, and actors. You don't really see politicians or the higher ones that's like into the divine nine type of stuff. Y'all don't see it. This is what
they got rappers now going on sports shows, commentating on ESPN and that Skip and Shannon show. Lil Wayne is on there all the time.
All
these conglomerates are together.
Are together. And I'm glad you said that because they are symbolically together. And that which we forgot, the magic. Y'all should still look at these symbols of these damn corporations. They're giving the whole playbook. They all going into outer space.
Yep.
They all going into outer space. Everything. Now, Elon Musk that Kanye West talked about, everybody. Elon Musk, y'all don't talk about how they got to get the batteries, I noticed. Only shows like this and maybe others will say they got to go into the earth to get this shit. They got to dig with the heaviest equipment now. Scrape the earth apart for
you. Elon Musk about to be thrown out.
Go ahead.
They have a new battery.
Take your time.
I believe it's Aden. It's a new battery that lasts, you can charge your car within 3 minutes. So they
three
got
minutes.
A new battery.
So what? So they already got a new battery out. So that means new technology every minute on this.
It's all contracted by the Cube. They're, you know, so the Grays is your data collectors. So that's the ones that created everything. They're the AKA, they are the Watchers, AKA the Grays. Then you have the Cube.
Wait to 12 about this. You said something on that. You said something on that. I want to wait to 12 because I wanted to get hot. Hold on, because that's something that I want to get into after that. Because the Cube, she's not making this up. I hope y'all, when she hear her talk about this, go online, the Cube technology, you'll start to see that they it's stealth technology.
Because Mecca has a piece of Cube. It's called
the Black Stone.
The Black Stone.
Mm-hmm. Now, come on. How much more
Infinity
can we go to
Stone, Tesseract.
Yeah. Yep. Come on. That's what I say. Y'all better be blessed y'all able to see this. And those listening to us, if it sounds strange to you, but I want y'all to know one thing. Your phones are used by Elon Musk's satellites. Elon Musk is connected to the military, everybody. Where's Elon Musk from, everybody? Anybody know? First one, no. Who knows?
Elon Musk. South Africa, man.
There you go. All right. We got South Africa there. All right. Send me y'all emails. Send emails, y'all. I tell both of y'all. Send email. Give me your emails. I got two going on. We're going to ask some questions. Y'all better randomly get ready. I got the lines open. So send me y'all email. I will give it to Brother Charles, and you will get the ebook on the art of a black war against a black enemy. If the Cube is black, you already answered your own question. Let me get this out before we go. Panopticon. This is what a panopticon is. It's almost like the Decepticons. You look at yourself every day. We are being forced into 5G because my phone has said it's over after this year. So all of us is being forced if you're going to do commerce in this economy. You better decide which one you're going to be in because it's not going to be a joke. This is what you are. Some of you don't understand it. Some of you will. You are panopticon. You love looking at yourself and everything around you with the new technology that's coming to look at your house all day.
Long ago, our ancient ancestors imagined an omniscient God, able to see all that we do. This God would judge all actions and punish misdeeds, either in this life or the next. Fearing punishment from this all-seeing eye of a wrathful God, devout citizens followed a system of morals and ethics, for even what the law was blind to, God would see and punish. Today, not much escapes the eye of the law. Cameras are perched atop poles all along the highway, on the corners of buildings, in parking lots, apartment complexes, and inside stores, restaurants, and offices. The internet traffic is monitored now, almost globally, censored and watched in China and India, stored and scanned in England, and heavily monitored in the United States by the Einstein Program, an NSA-mandated complete internet oversight project enacted as a part of the controversial Patriot Act. Phone calls have been tapped without warrant, and text messages are logged. Background-checking companies access social networking sites where any number of acquaintances have tagged photographs of you anywhere and everywhere. Internet service providers keep logs of your internet use to create a consumer profile that they sell to advertising companies and anyone else with enough money. You get nothing, aside from privacy violation. Are you being watched? There's no longer any doubt about that. This continual observation of the public conjures images of the Orwellian Big Brother. 1984 is continually monitoring a propaganda box installed in every citizen's home and work. It also makes you watch yourself, if only because you feel like you're being watched by someone else. Even if no one can see, you still fear the prying eye of your tattletale neighbor or a powerful government. You fear driving too fast because of speed traps and unmarked police cars. They could be lurking in an alley or behind a tree or sign somewhere. And if they aren't, there are cameras to automatically issue tickets. Officials even scan roadside camera footage to mail out tickets for parking violations when no one was around to personally ticket tow or boot your car. This is the Panopticon. First designed by the English utilitarian social reformer Jeremy Bentham in 1785, the Panopticon is a cylindrical wall of prison cells surrounding a central tower. Atop this tower is a room circled by 360 degrees of one-way mirror, allowing for a gunman to see everyone, but for no one to see where he is aiming. Out of fear, the prisoners watch.
In 1700s, comes up with the idea of putting everybody in a prison. and everything around, and you now are under that spell as well. I hope y'all ready for this. We're about to get to the high noon hour. Get ready. I want some of y'all, let me get a call. I got a call that's holding 4853. I'm bringing you in for it. Just think about that one, everybody. 1700s brought the concept and it is being practiced worldwide. How do you stop that? That's what I want to hear, because that's how we're going to win a battle, is how do we stop something like this if we still all doing it together? 4853, you on the air. Welcome to the Helios. 4853.
Okay. It must be. Thank you for holding if you ain't making noise. I'm
hey, but you said something about the court. All right. If you want to see something, the best show is look at Court TV, man. Real shit.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yes, sir. They got this brother that ran over everybody in the Christmas Day Parade last
yes!
year.
This fool
defended himself, man. This dude, this shit off the chain. He made a rap song and everything, man. This dude, he off the chain, man. That's some funny shit, man.
Hey, hold on. But Brother West, let's take it deeper now. I watched it. He doing antics, but he using Amity. He using Land of the Law. He talking about he got the rights. He using corporate law. He saying he a living flesh. I'm glad you brought that up now, because that's possibly where we might be going. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, it's antics at its best. But whoever put this dude in here, he ain't stupid about the law, though. That's the strange part.
Yeah, he knows.
He know the law. He know how to make a mockery of it. Now, the thing about that is, I don't know if it's on purpose, because this guy actually ran over people and killed them.
Yep.
He's like the Joker character. If you watch him, he's like the Joker.
Sure is, man. All the disguises, man.
Think about it. Am I making this up? I'm not making this up. I'm not making this up. The dude, I watched that, bro. I was rolling. Do not watch that high or any type of drinks at all. You will think you're watching.
You're right.
You will be thinking you're watching a Hollywood movie. You'd be like, this can't be.
Dave Chappelle, was keeping it real, going wrong, man.
I could not believe this. I told people, I said, man, I've never seen how this dude could. But I started listening to this. He was saying some of the same stuff the Moors were saying back in the day. The same stuff. I'm not making this up. He was saying about how he ain't got to bow to the court because he a living entity. He talking off the wall, but he's saying this. Now, I'm trying to tell y'all, is that going to be the battle that they setting it up for?
But they're not stopping him, though.
They're not, at my point. They've been scared.
They've been bowing down. So
now,
maybe.
But hold on. Think about it. This is something that we've all been talked about for years, about going into court, going into, bringing your stand in your square and telling them what to do. They were dropping some utilities and some shit. But when the really shit started, when we start trying to say we can go in your house and it be yours after a certain amount of years, now I watched that happen for real. And it got caught up in some games later on where they actually started confiscating these sheiks, these grand sheiks that were running around here in Dade County and in Fort Lauderdale. And I mean, it was sounding good for real, but when it came down to the court, I know the court was not recognizing him. Now, I don't know what make this guy, after he killed all these white folks in Wishaka, what state was that in that he did that in? Wisconsin?
That's Wisconsin. Yeah, Wisconsin.
Think about it. This dude ran through a parade, everybody. Now, that ain't a ceremony. I don't know what it is. But ran through a parade, ran everybody over, and now went pro se and got the court in disarray. Now, y'all tell me how this works.
But now we got to be careful with that, too, because there's something else that's been going on in Wisconsin a lot of people don't talk about. They got serious election fraud in there. They've been battling with their election. Wisconsin is one of them states. It's dealing with the election fraud, too, now.
Election fraud. Thank you. I knew something was going on. Now, here we go again. Electric fraud. Now, that's why I say Florida, anybody talking about it can't happen in Florida, y'all hypocrites. It happened three times here. It happened three times. Election fraud. was so unbelievable. Even the people said they had to get rid of people. They gave them a pat on the back and a pension, but they had to go. It was so unbelievable. From the hanging chads was the first one. And everybody act like that never happened. You know, that's how you know you got to be like, I'm scared of y'all. If y'all tell me y'all don't remember this.
And be careful in Georgia because Oprah's come to campaign for Stacey Abrams.
Right. The Grand Wiccans getting together saying it would be impossible or unbelievable if she loses. Like, Georgia will fall apart. Now, I don't know if Georgia really has this. I'm going to just say this. I know they're penal colony. Everybody should know this by now. They set up by King George. Everybody should know it by now. And if you don't know it by now, if you're black, that's sad because the school teachers should be taken out and be called hypocrites because they claim they're teaching black history, and our kids don't know the simplest thing. And they don't know why the gay community is in the civil rights program because it was in it from the beginning. But very now, validation. We've been saying this for how many years? That I think we're one of the few people that said to them down here in South Florida, the gay community already in. They already in the shit. They're probably going to fight.
Let me tell you about transgender and human trafficking. Transgender
okay.
and human trafficking. They what they do is convince the children, the African children and the men and the women, convince them
that.
To get their body parts dismembered. They take all of that and what they use for them.
I said
to the people.
I got that. We got that. But
the form
you know where you live. Let's go where you live. Let's go where you live, the state you in. See, you ain't going to escape this on this program. See, the state you in, y'all promote that. Y'all promoting killing babies up in that state. Y'all promoting all through your door's jurisdiction.
Yeah.
Hold on. I got that. I just want you to know that even though you are here and y'all are on your own, but that's what the sister said, I don't know what's going to happen to you in California. You letting homeless people take over. If they kill you tomorrow, what we going to do? Because collectively, none of y'all in California had enough sense to stop it. Common sense, right?
Like the governor of Illinois, he's funding transhumanism.
Right. Right. So who are you going to blame?
I'm just giving out the information. So
I'm giving you as what you're saying, validation to the people that in your zip, because I told you, we ain't talking about you. We talking about your area. Your area is like my area under attack. We under attack. I don't talk the way y'all talking no more. I say, I don't know what's going to happen to your region. Because if they give it over to the Chinese or any other group that is buying up your farmland that right before your very eyes, I see that happening, and you got enough dumb sense to vote the dumbass bastards in, ain't nobody going to look at the white people you voted. They're going to look at your dumbasses and say, hey, we ain't even try to stop this shit. So don't come to me.
Right.
Don't come to any of these shows.
That's right.
Don't come to any show no more. Because
a lot of people, people don't realize that they're under a spell.
Okay, I got you next, sister. You got. I like
we
the
have
spell,
to
but you,
tell
I,
them
I got,
that you're under
I got
a spell.
That. I got that. But your area, I ain't talking about what we on this show is. Let's deal with the magic in your area ASAP, everybody. I'm going to just give you real talk. You can come on here. It's fine. It's like a validation for you to get ready. But your area going to eat you. Not me. None of us on this line is going to be able to save any of you in the 10 reasons.
Right. Got to save yourself.
Right. You're going to talk about yourself.
That's exactly right. That is
right.
True.
You're going to talk about yourself. Let's talk real because I ain't talking no more. I'm for real. I'm telling you straight up. If you think that your records ain't already in there, you go to hospitals, many of you. You're in the VA. You're in all this shit. We're in county jobs. They already see who's expendable. They gave you the movie called The Expendables. You're expendable. And your DNA has already been given to them through you. You did it. You gave them your DNA when you first, and all of us did. We didn't know what we were doing. That's why I say have mercy on us.
Exactly. We really did
because
know.
I told you, if a man could come on in 1957 and talk to your parents, I don't even know if your mom was even born either. She was probably a little girl. But I'm talking about grandparents. The man told you the NAACP was controlled by Jews. All the HBCs had to know this. That's why this book is important. the art of war against the black war, because I'm telling y'all, how could the NAACP not know this? How? Tell me, all y'all here, tell me how they could not know. I hear you, but tell me how before you say anything. Go ahead. How?
Propaganda.
There you go. You got to put your name on, send your email address so we can get propaganda. Hell of a propaganda. There you go. Got another one. We got one more. That's it. Propaganda. Hey, go ahead. Now make your point. Let me keep it moving.
Hey, and what we've seen too, and what I was going to say, me personally, I believe the debt was called in at the time that we seen Brexit. And the reason why I say that, my particular view is that when we look all around the world and we see who the main player on the stage is, and when we talk about Bruce Lee and when he talk about Enter the dragon is the biggest player on the stage. When I look to my Caribbean community, my indigenous Kalinaga Garifuna community on this end, on this Atlantic, where we at now, China from Jamaica all the way through, they did all the roads, the infrastructure. Jamaica's in debt, $78 billion plus. I just could imagine what we're in debt in. And Haiti, Lagana, and you seen it, you told it, Lagana, and Brother Luck.
Yeah.
So we seen it.
Yeah.
But when we look at the world stage and who's propagating Africa, the motherland, and all through there, who been sprinkling, and China's getting ready to take over the infrastructure for the motherland through Akon. That's his biggest player. And then when we look at the prince.
Akon got a toupee. How can y'all fall for this, though? This is what I can't understand. Now, what you just said, show you the hypocrisy. That's why I told you, y'all ain't going to win. All you going to church today. Jesus talked about you hypocrites so bad. That's why I don't go to church no more. I tell people, I said, you know what? Let me get some more calls. We got a long way to go. I'm going to keep it going because we don't even play this week. So y'all can have all the day long y'all want. I'll tell you one thing. Gambling, football, everything they told us about. Look at the commercials, y'all. When would you ever see black people playing Caesar for real, real? Because that was who they were. Look at this by him, and they put it in gambling because they know you ain't paying attention. They put all that they want you to know in shit. They gave you Michael Jackson, Magic Johnson, and Ema, and Remember the Time. They gave you the face. They gave you what you needed to see, and you still wouldn't pick on it. So you got to understand.
And Eddie Murphy was in that video, too.
Eddie Murphy was in that video. I mean, they put it in your face. Remember.
Yes, absolutely.
You can't remember.
Right there, your face.
You've been Kim. We, because everybody say I talk in third person. We've been chemtrailed on a basis that is unbelievable to a civilized country.
We all got the flu.
Yeah. Now here's what's going to get crazy, y'all. Now get ready, because we're going to 12 o'clock. I'm about to bring Halloween on. Y'all must be out y'all minds if you thought this was going to be over with. Nah. All those on the line, y'all wait for Halloween. See, Lily Monster and Elvira and Morticia. Listen, Morticia's name was the most diabolical one. Morticia. The mortuary. House of the Dead. And y'all have now turned to that house, the house of Molech, the house of eating of the babies, sacrificing the baby. Now, you know it's in the Bible because Esau, Isaac, all them wanted to sacrifice. He wanted to kill Jacob, Isaac, and all that. That's all this killing. Y'all know it's there, but see, y'all skip over in church to sing. See, you skip over the hard part, but then you go to music to keep you subdued. Like a drug. Man, because the music be so beautiful, be so amped, and then the preacher will fuck it up. you know. He know I'm telling the truth. He won't even bring me on the table. I could talk civilized when I'm talking to the Jarbone. But if they want to go before a debate, anybody, we could talk with a vernacular that would be comprehended without profanity. But even with that, they don't want that because it would go, because what happens is we're in a time frame when the truth is cannot be no more hid. They can't hide the shit because knowledge is one to and fro on the earth through the internet. So to and fro on the earth, you got all knowledge now.
Up and down, to and fro, that cross.
Yeah, yeah, Job. The book of Job told you that one, but you don't even know Job means get a job.
Well, you don't need no job no more because they're going to give you that UBI.
There you go. So,
that is true.
Hold on. So when you had the job, hold on. Well, let's go there. Let's have a job. See, I don't even need it. That's it right top of my head. Job was cursed. I mean, affliction like a bug. This bad job. He got a job, got kids. He's doing everything. He got disease, everything. Y'all knew that was one of the early books, too. Job was one, like, the second book, second or third book. They had these. See, they lied to you even with the book order. Sure did.
Yeah,
make,
all the books.
Go look it up. Yeah, they're not in the line. Y'all, you know, just hypocrites sitting there pretending the books are all together and shit. Okay, let's get busy. Y'all ready for it? We have to 12. I told you it's time. This is it. Now, I can only make it any more plain. I want all y'all after this listening call. We got three of y'all already with books. We got one more. Three of y'all, send your emails to me. I'll send the brother Chan. He will send you the ebook of Know Your Enemy, Art of War Against a Black Enemy. Y'all better recognize that's not a joke. That's not a joke. Because since most of our people is in the defense groups, these are going to be leaving you soon. Oh, I did that. I forgot. The police going to leave y'all. Most radical states that are under
shit, they didn't already left
the police. Yeah, they're going to bring a rope. If they do win, RoboCop. If they win, RoboCop is coming. Mark my word. If they win, you see AOC dancing to people saying get out. She don't seem like she fazed at all. She dancing and shit. This is what I call, and then she want to eat babies, and y'all was okay with that. That's nothing. It's what you okay with going to haunt you later. Yeah, see, that's nothing you better worry about. See, you can only go so long in your own zip code watching this before you have to react, unless you die. But if you live, you may see this. Oh, yeah, if you live. This got to be played before we even go any further. I told you, it's two wars, it's two everything. It's even two of you. That's why it's called body double. Unfortunately, we didn't realize it. It's so simple. Now, this one thing the Moors and them been talking about for years. I'll give you credit where credit is due. No doubt about that. I'm about the facts. But I don't know how we could not stop this with all the information we got. Somehow we could not stop this. I do not know why. I'm really serious about this. I do not know why we could not stop this. We can. It's still a window of hope because there is good and evil. But it does say if you let it go too far, it'll be a hell of a fight to get it back. And that seems to be, where we at with this.
Where we at right now. That's right.
Yeah, it seems like we don't know where we at. Yeah, how far are we going to let people who are put all the money that you claim y'all gave for COVID, it went to transgender shit, surgeries, hospitals, foundations for them to research even more
trafficking.
So, yeah, to even more so take, they got a dial. Thank y'all for sending it to me, my brother, the undercover Republican, he know my joke, the undercover Republican up there, he sent it to me, it's on the Canadian website. They got a black dial with a dick. Yeah, a black little girl dial, look like a girl dial. Go look it up. If y'all want to see the pictures, right on my page with the scrolls on the show. You see the program. You see what we got as a show program. But let me just say this. I have had so many people on this program. I am truly, could say I was blessed. My little self had, I tell some of my family members don't even realize how many great people we have. Kim Weston, Ray, some of the greatest icons, and then we don't have this one here, Jordan Maxwell, who has passed. So just because of Halloween, I'm only going to play dead people, because we do worship the dead.
Once you begin to see how words and terms and symbols are used, and the powers that be in this world have set up a world of symbols and emblems and terms and catchphrases. Once you understand how this system works, for the first time, the world opens up to you. All of it is right in front of you. But if you don't understand what the words are and what the words mean, you're never going to figure out how this stuff works. There's a very sinister, frightening, interesting symbolism that has been imposed upon this country, and the people have no idea in the world what's going on. And I will guarantee you, no matter how educated you might think you are, I will guarantee you, you have no idea in the world how the world actually works. You need to understand that when even on your check, when you're writing a check, the place where you put your name on a check, look at that line, what you're signing on, and get a magnifying glass, and you will find that's not a solid line to sign your name on. That is written. It's a typewritten sentence that's been honed down to microscopic size. Get a magnifying glass and read on a check what is said where you sign your name. One of the most interesting symbols in Druidism was a magic wand. Magic wands were always made out of the wood of a holly tree, made out of Hollywood. And we're still seeing the magic of the wood of the holly tree. Hollywood. Hollywood. Motion pictures. Television. I have discovered many years ago that words and magical systems dominate the world that we live in. There is, in point of fact, a magical matrix at work. I've always been interested in the occult. Occult is simply a word meaning hidden. And so much of our powers in this world and the way things work are hidden. And the more one looks at this subject of how the world actually works, you begin to see that there's a magical system, and I'm telling you, there really is a magical system dominating the world of the Western civilization. And for 1,000 years before the Roman Empire existed in Northern Europe, basically Western Europe, there was a magical priesthood called the Druids. And the Druids still even exist to this day. And it was a very legitimate political, social, educational, religious institution dominating Europe for thousands of years. And they were referred to as the Druids. They were actually from the Phoenician Canaanite system in the Middle East. The Phoenician Canaanites formed the basis for the ancient Druidic system, and that's even older. But in the ancient Druidic system, there were many powerful symbols and emblems. One of the most interesting symbols in Druidism was a magic wand, like Merlin the magician with his magic wand. Magic wands were always made out of the wood of a holly tree. It was made out of Hollywood. And we're still seeing the magic of the wood of the holly tree. Hollywood, motion pictures, television. And once you begin to see the symbols and realize that the symbols for the national coats of arms for countries, the flags, the seals, the presidential seals, the emblems for the logos and emblems on corporate corporations, especially the corporate emblems for motion pictures and television companies like Columbia Broadcasting System, CBS has the I. The Colombian system goes back to the Colombian faction of the Illuminati back in the early 1700s, not the late 1700s. And you begin to see why Space Shuttle is called Columbia. You have Columbia University, Columbia Pictures, Columbia Broadcasting. Columbia is a very interesting word, and it's connected to the Jesuits. Once you begin to see how words and terms and symbols are used, and of course symbols are extraordinarily important in world affairs, all of a sudden it opens up, as I said, a whole new perspective on how stuff is happening. Let me give you an example of how words, my friend William Henry says, you put an S in front of the word word and it becomes swords. The words are swords. They are cutting things. Humans are word responsive creatures. We respond to people's words. When you begin to see how words are used, let me give you an example of the magic. Why do you have to go to court? You go to court because you play basketball on a court. You play tennis on a court. How do you play tennis on a court? You play with a racket. Why? Because the people that develop it know it's a racket. That's where we get the term. Consequently, you need to understand that the words which are used by the systems under which we live are not by chance. In a court, the whole idea in a court is to put the ball back in the other guy's court. So this team of attorneys, they stand up and throw the ball back at the other team. Now the ball's in their court. They have to get up and throw the ball back into that court. The judge wears a black robe. Why does a judge wear a black robe? Well, the same reason Catholic priests wear black robes. Rabbis wear black robes. You wear a black robe. For many years, young people graduating from university and college wear a black robe. What's this stuff with a black robe? Let me give you an example of how this stuff works, and it's a very quick example. There are two basic kinds of law under the law of magic. There are two kinds of laws that govern the earth. One is called the law of the land, L-A-N-D. And we've heard that term, law of the land. Why do you use that term, the law of the land? Because that's where people live, is on land. But there's an opposing law which is far more important, far, far more powerful. It is called the law of water. It was developed under the old Druidic system in Europe, which can trace its history back to the Roman Empire through the Vatican, and ultimately back to the Phoenician Canaanites in the Middle East of what we today call Phoenicia. Cana was called back what we call today Israel and Lebanon. Syria, that was called Phoenicia, Cana. And the Phoenician Canaanites, the very word Cana, which we've all heard in relation to the Bible, Cana is a Phoenician word meaning bankers, merchant bankers. Well, the Phoenician Canaanites set up a system of merchant banking and had their Phoenician Canaanite symbols and words connected to their societies, their banking societies. We're talking about in the Middle East. And then through the Greek...
Now, I'm going to leave it right there. Right there should be like a, wait a minute, bankers, merchant bankers. You can go with any direction you want to go into. Some people ask me what we're going to do. Well, I'm going to ask you what you're going to do, because you haven't been talking the longest, telling people all this fabrication for how long? I'm new on the block telling the facts compared to some of you out there have been lying for how many years? Before I was
Magic Johnson, Showtime. Yeah. LA.
All this is a game they want to play when they realize shit being exposed on the Matrix level. Now, I can go all day long, but I just want y'all to know, how long can you play the game with this foolishness before it becomes right in your face? Just like a hurricane.
Yes, sir.
Just like a hurricane.
Well, go ahead. Before they put it in the ground, when they put that box down there, what y'all saw, what that dude do? He took that damn magic wand and broke it in half. Did y'all see that?
You see that?
Oh, they dropped, Lord, they broke the spell right there. They broke that wand.
You showed me that. That was damn sure happened. Broke the damn wand at her funeral. Now people say, ain't nobody escaping. I don't care if you're on Facebook, listening, or whatever. You ain't escaping because you a participant. It's more to that tape, but I won't even play it because it might frighten you to death. It says you become complacent. Under Latin law, you're a complier. You co-opt into it. It's called co-op operation.
Yep.
That's why you are an operation. You are a COVID operation. You are a COVID corporation. That's why it's two of you. Could play more, but it's long. I want to hear y'all today. Think about it. I can tell you what it means. I've heard it how many times. But when you go to court, you this your capital letters. Of course, y'all know that. You know your zip code. You've been told this before. I gave to the Moors. Don't come talking to me with no lies.
That's why that brother breaking it down, man. That dude in court, he breaking it down. He
right.
Can't lay with the get their ass, right?
That's why I played that. I played that because I want y'all to know the dude ain't doing nothing that can't be validated. Now, I validated that craziness, but is it going, how long will this charade last is the question I want to know to everybody.
Hey, that's going to be the premise of that next Black Panther movie. It's going to be a war against Atlantis and Wakanda, the land versus the water. They're putting the shit in the movie in front of your face.
Right in front of your face.
Yeah,
thank
they
you.
Still are.
Thank you. Now, I can't be that bright. We talking about Hollywood ourselves because we learned the magic. You see the magic of Disney. You see they showing you. Now, the question going to be now. Here's the question. Now, it's always an end game. This, remember, according to these movies, Wakanda, I'm going to show you how I look at it. You tell me how y'all see it. I ain't got the market. But I do see it as them showing you that movie. It said at the end, when they realized that Wakanda had it going on with the technology, meaning they had the land and minerals for space age, they end up letting you leave the movie. The movie looked like it was over. Most people had started leaving. And then all
right.
of a sudden, it came on again. Them at the UN.
Yep.
That's what happened to me when I was
yep.
the movie. They looked like the movie was over. Everybody started hauling ass. We at the top.
It's called
like
the end credits. Yep.
Right. They got to the end. Whatever they did, wiped out half the theater was wiped out. People started realizing they came back on. They started coming back in. Because people say, hey, I guess people at the door was like, no, it ain't over yet. It came back. So they showed them giving up all of the knowledge.
Dry bones. That's been Marvel's formula for the past 11, 12, 13 years. Every
right.
Marvel movie they put out, they damn it had an end credit scene that shows you what's going to be, what's going on in the next the next movie or the next sequel, whatever. That's their formula.
So they gave it to who? You said they gave it to the UN?
They gave all the power. You ain't seen the Black Panther at the end of the movie.
No, I haven't seen it yet. So they gave
okay.
it to the UN. That's all I need to know.
At the end of the movie.
That's all I need to hear. I don't need to go
see it. They gave it
know.
To the UN. No, but it was good to see.
I ain't
got to
go see that.
It's like magic to me. I love watching.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell everybody.
The cube
is running everything. Wakanda gave everything to the UN. Okay, so that means they had control over it.
Everything
but they're saying that Wakanda had control over the cube. But for some reason, the cube has control over this world, the UN and everything.
Well,
it's controlling everything.
Now we're in the dimension.
Body.
That's a body. Where's the body at? Tell me where the body at.
She is a world national citizen, Sophia.
What country? What country?
And one of the countries.
Saudi
she's
Arabia.
All over now, but
no,
she's a citizen
at
they announced
the country,
it.
Saudi
announced
Arabia gave it to her. Saudi Arabia gave
it?
Her citizenship.
Can I say
Saudi
it?
Arabia
okay.
gave her citizenship
okay.
first. Now, here's yep. a nation. I ain't against it. I like to say here's a nation that, I mean, it should be a wake-up call right there when they did that. We did a show on this. I got so many good archives, boy. Y'all gonna be famous in the dead. I'm telling y'all. All I can tell y'all is, if you tell me a nation that got their women covered up, to the eyes down, can't be seen, in all black neighborhoods, you don't even get to see them. God forbid a black dude, you don't even see they daughters in them unless they go to the schools. You don't even see their family members that much in these urban areas. They got them, like, locked in to straight misogyny. Now, that's what it is. I ain't mad at them. That's what they got their women like. That's unbelievably unbelievable. They just learned to drive this year. And y'all okay with that? By going to Dubai and shit proves to me y'all hypocrites. Not y'all on the line, but those of y'all pretending to be caring about
hey,
caring
I
about,
went to Dubai. I didn't have no choice.
I'm talking about the women. See,
but
the women play a role.
What's funny though, when I was over there, now the women you were talking about, there were two groups of women. Now some of them were dressed up in the robes and the guards were there with the face cover up. But then what shocked me, there was another group of women that were dressing up like the sisters here with
right.
the baby
check
fat
that.
And everything. That shocked the shit out of me.
Now, check that, baby fat. You talking about Russell Simmons. See how they get rich off,
right,
her, off that money?
Right.
Yeah. See, that's going to show you they was hooked up to the same merchants, Mark Rubin and all them. And again, I'm not telling you that, everybody got their own system of what they live through in your area, but there's not bad. I'm not telling people that everybody Jewish is bad. I said there's an elite, just like the black folks with the boule. There's an elite group of these groups that don't care about the masses. That's why I told you, there ain't no such thing about no masses going to heaven. It's only a remnant going to heaven. That should be a scary book right there. That's Halloween right there. That means the Mormons are strictly Halloween. They only said 144,000 they ass is going, and it's about 9 million of them, so they should be frantic every day.
And Jamie Lee Curtis was one of them Khazarians that spoke up against Kai on TV crying and everything.
Oh,
that's not right. I mean, get out. And this is supposed to be the last Halloween movie she's in.
Right, and she played in Halloween. Right, the last Halloween. That ritual. They got her to come out and do Halloween. I told y'all. The thing that y'all don't want to get in here is that they got the proof out there, dude. Our sisters, all y'all go out there and look for yourself. They got the ritual was done in New York City in 1933. They did the whole thing in Madison Square Garden called the Ritual of Molech. I seen it with my own eyes. I went on the website. They told me, looked it up. Dude, sisters, how that could happen now in 1933? I could only make this up. Damn, 1933, they got a ritual in Madison Square Garden. I mean, you have to see this in black and white. It's unbelievable. I said, damn, this is it's almost like Bohemian.
AD.
Right, so how's that happen?
So
now, the question I want to ask y'all.
Being regurgitated.
But let's go with the question.
And it's all based off the AI. So
let's
that's
go with the question. Forget AI. You wasn't even born yet. Let's go with what y'all parents learned and you learned. You got deprogrammed. That's what you have. Let's be glad for that. But under that program that you learned, all of us got to admit that the NAACP had every one of our households under control. That's a fact. Let me go to more callers. They so many.
Yep.
I'm sorry. 7696. Thanks for holding this long. We trying to get as many of y'all on before we go off. Y'all still be on it. 7696. 5-4, 5-4-7-4. You've been holding. 5-4-7-4. And 4
Grand Rising.
There you go. I hear you.
Greetings. Thank us, family. That last clip, Brother West used, anybody that can send me that last clip that you played, I want to hear it in its entirety. That's very interesting. Words and numbers are everything.
Mm-hmm.
Send it to Brother Harris if he's interested.
I'll give it to you. Don't even worry. I got it. It's called The Frightening Truth. I will send it to you. If you got an email address or whatever you got, maybe by your phone, I can do it because I got your phone.
Yeah, send it to my phone. I don't email. Send it to my phone, sir.
I'll send it to the phone.
Please do that.
Yes, I will.
All right. Thank you. Okay.
Yes.
I'll mute.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, sister. Yes, I'll send it to you because anybody can understand. It even goes deeper than that. It goes deeper than that because, again, America is scaring the hell out of us right now. If you don't know what's going on, the symbols are there. Y'all just said the queen.
Yep.
Brother West just told
yes,
you they broke the wand. They gave it to this cat who was talking about being a virus, who's of the great reset, talking about killing people. I mean, how kill. And then they got a biracial family that they got now, and everybody from now, think about it. All our black sisters now. Let's get real. We're about to get deep now.
They don't need the wand anymore.
Well, they need something because
it's your time.
Quantum computers.
Well, they got quantum computers.
We
got
that.
We got that. But something with this bloodline, then why are they marrying British? Why did, let's go with, tennis star, you know, Serena, no. They married British. Why, what's with this bloodline? Why would you have to marry British if you telling me that all these so-called stars we look up to ain't marrying these white people, women,
they're
with a bloodline?
They're all crisis professional actors.
Okay, they might be
all.
So you say they ain't related. They ain't related.
They all fell cast under that and gave their signed the papers and took the contracts and went under the spell and got the money.
But
that's all
they
about.
They ain't coming out of us. Hold on, I got you. But they're not coming to all of us. So obviously there's a special group they're coming to. They ain't coming to you. They ain't coming to me. They're coming to a special group. So obviously they marry into this thing. And they get involved. Now, I don't know if you had any contact with any of these type of people. But y'all on there, anybody on this line, you can meet anybody that may give you a helping hand that could be white. Any ethnic group, I'm not against that. I'm talking about a specific group of people that seems to be always in the limelight.
Lightfoot is married to a Jew. Her husband is Jewish.
Right.
Because it goes according to the profit, the money. It goes according to the status
of
money. Hold on, time out.
Money,
the bloodline is the money.
Well, the bloodline is a bank. We just heard the Cater Knights. You got a Social Security. Your lifeline. All of us got Social Security. All of us. I'm gonna talk to y'all. You got one. I got one. Everybody in the line got one. That means if they call in the debt, you will be in bondage, regardless if you believe this or not.
But I already know that. You're right.
Keep talking.
I know this already.
Ain't nobody talking to you about that.
I'll get it. Where they actually tell you, just like they told you about how they control the reproductive organs.
I think you're having too much fun. Calm down.
Calm down.
Y'all look up. I told you. We got
how they control the reproductive organs.
Hey, that's spelling as hell, man. That's spelling the words as hell, man. Look at that.
Thank you. We know you're telling the truth. We just trying to
look up the black witches.
You arguing with us. You're supposed to talk to the people, sister, not us.
Y'all look up the Black Witches of Baltimore, and you know how to break that spell of the words, man. You know
go
how
ahead.
To break the spell of the words, what I do? Okay, it's like the words are sound. Like I'm checking y'all out, the spell going back and forth. The what I do? I do that. I just do thinking. I go a whole day just don't say shit. I keep my mouth shut and just think and just be thinking. Somebody talk to me on the street, I don't say nothing. I just do mind.
That's
mind
a good idea.
Because that's what them words make motherfuckers want to fight, man. So I pass that, man.
No,
go
because
the thing about
words is you got to realize when you watch programs like this, this is what I keep telling y'all, I don't know how long, it's not like we all say the same thing. Basically, we want to make it sound like we give you a different perspective, but it's the same talk. Our job on here is to break a spell. Y'all doing that.
Yeah.
Us talking about it like you know it. We know you know it. That's why we got you talking. We talk in the third person if you know the spell. Talking to me.
But do you hear what I said? I don't say nothing.
Yeah, everybody has to have some downtime. That's fine. That's individual how y'all want to have your own time. All I'm saying to y'all is when you talking to people on a show that are casting spells, that's what all y'all doing. Every show casts a spell or energy. everyone, everyone you've been on. The thing of what I try to tell y'all,
right,
is uniformity. Y'all been known for, a lot of people have been known that they argue all every show. It'd be like, y'all are actually making sense for the probably most first time. Most of y'all are saying the same thing, just in a different dialect from your location. That's all it is. And we just making sure that everybody vibrate on the same level. Yes. So arguing with us is really now is a mute thing. That's why I shut y'all up immediately. Like, okay, enough with us. Talk to them about what's going to happen if they happen in their area, because this stuff is about the cube. Yes. But they are, everybody been watching the cube, Rubik's Cube. I mean, you knew it. The Black Stone in Mecca. We learned that in Yahweh. That's what they, ain't that a cube? Ain't that a cube? The stone in Mecca. And so the cube is not an issue to me no more. I mean, to me, it's something that if it's there, it ain't human. That's where I'm at. Is it human in y'all? Let me know this, because I need to know from all y'all. Y'all think this is actually human beings? Because we need to hear this from y'all today. Is this human beings doing this? Because if they are, they got to be the most baddest motherfuckers on the planet.
No, I don't agree. I don't agree they're human beings. I don't agree at all. Besides,
okay,
the fact
so,
that
no, human UA, beings, I got, let me, okay, you have, yay. Okay, give me why. Give me why. I got one yay. Give, you what? I want to hear from all y'all.
The reason why I was going
to
say that is because human beings, we have a consciousness and we have feelings and we have emotions. And the aliens, okay, the fallen angels, what they want is they want to get inside our consciousness and so they can create their own, you know, own beings through our nature, which
their
is conscious
thing
and love.
Okay.
And support.
Okay, let me get
people
more
who want to eat,
right,
babies.
I got you. I got you.
Well, Bart, you know,
I got
as,
you.
As
we got you. We want to get some more. Okay, when I say give me a brief, I mean, tell me what it is, like you do in a talk show. You do watch a lot of shows. Just give us the answer and let us get to another person. Because I know what you're saying is right, but you said one. Now, she's the only one. Can we get somebody else to say it in a minute of why or not they think these are not humans? Or if you do think these are humans, who on the line think these are humans? Just regular old humans that come out your mamas. The lines are open. I ain't muted soul, so I don't. They don't lie on me.
Man,
I mean,
it's,
no, we didn't.
It's this energy that's getting in the minds of humans to make humans act stupid, man. So now it's the one
okay
who running this.
I like that.
Above humans, they're above humans.
Okay. So not human. Okay, so that's two non-humans. Somebody else. Anybody think this are humans? Can give me some type of sensible reason why humans would be this diabolical. Other than they being white, because I know that's the first thing you're going to say.
It's
so,
not human.
Other than being white.
And it's affecting
okay
everyone.
Jones, that's
it's
three.
Not human.
That's three. It's a fact. It's not human. Okay, it's affecting everyone. Okay, so pretty much we are, and we keep going. I mean, your line's open. I would love to hear from y'all if y'all think this is not humans. Because if it is humans, give me a, where did history of humans, where it could possibly started, where they want to just go berserk and eat everybody and make organs, sell organs, do all this.
AD.
This is an area we should be tapped into that alone. Don't you think that should have been the first history we learned about what group is the most vicious so I would know who to look out for? Because I'm like totally oblivious that I'm finding out that it's happening worldwide. I mean, you in America, everybody, y'all talk a lot of shit. I don't know. I told you I was going to get y'all. I mean, is America the biggest hypocrites on the planet? Which, now, we're going to go there now. Let me give you the reason why we can do this. Here y'all talking about motherfuckers being poor, raped, beat up, dog out, can't get away, always held down, and we got the highest billion-to-billionaire rate in this country. Somebody online, please. I told you, see, you play with the wrong one today. Somebody online, please tell me how anybody can defend a group that has become more richer in the past 100 years than black folks in America. Fire is rich. The poor is richer than the rest of the world's poor. So could I hear you hypocrites out there? Explain to me how celebrities that are billionaires are now taking up the mantle of being oppressed. Somebody, if you can make sense to me, I'll follow you right now. Please tell Tell me, tell me. Oh, man. I'm going to do it.
You cannot make sense of these black folks in our country that have came up and became successful millionaires and billionaires. But what is sad about it is what Kanye West was saying. You got all these different groups to come in. Like, you got the Asians, they click together. The Jews, they click together. When they get their money, they like he said, they all start off with the lawyers. Black people just do not want to put our resources together to help each other out together because we're too busy being sold out.
Now,
when we got the money, then, you know, they can say you are oppressed, say you black.
Hold on. I get it. I understand that. But when I look at what they showing me through BET and HBCUs, I'm thinking, I'm like, at every show that the man said we was gonna be on all TV, I'm like, damn. Now if I look at when I was watching TV, we had Diane Carroll or who Nicholas, my favorite, which I always meet her in space, Lieutenant Aurora. I'll be in love forever. I think we had her and a few others. Today we got almost everybody from time the Jeffersons launched off. We got black women on every show. Queen Latifah got a show. You name it, got a show. So they are not making it up about the appearance of America. Go ahead.
Hey,
I think that's Brother D.
Brother D.
Go ahead.
I just seen a pastor. Fly in at a church right before my eyes right here in St. Louis. I said, man, who the hell is that dude? They go to the church. I'm at the gas station. Pastor, so he's flying. He got four churches here. He just flew in on a helicopter. Black, you know, he mixed with some
God
influence day. Church or something. Yeah. I said, bam.
Hey,
he
man,
just flew in.
Hey, tape me the one day when I get there. It's coming too, so I already got everybody in my mix. I said, man, that is amazing. You said they fly, but you know what? Tell me why you think that, because that's a lot of preachers there. That's a lot of preachers in St. Louis, lots of them. Ray Hagin, I think Ray Hagin's there still.
Yeah, Ray Hagin. Well, I don't know if he's still here, because his little church he had is ran down and look a mess. It's down in the city.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You see everything.
Unless he got something else somewhere else around here. But his
I got you.
Yeah, and like other than that, but his name's still on it, the African Village, but it's like falling apart. You know what I'm saying? That place.
Wow.
But I don't know if he got anything else here.
What's your thoughts on what you heard? Give me your thoughts on what you heard so far. Give me your thoughts on what you have heard, and give me what you think.
Yeah, but basically what I've been getting out of it, everybody hitting everything right on the money, because you got that part of the world. It's steady a war with that part of the world. It kind of vindicates me on the reason why they never released the bankers. It's like they created that scenario with the so-called match with their own people. But then they ran the whole system of the penitentiary, of the theater, of the music. You know, they ran that whole script over there in Europe to the point, and, you know, that part of the world to the point where that's where they figure they got the master from, you know what I'm saying, to be able to run that spell on the world, because it's no coincidence that at this time of life, and they got proof that in the past we was basically living like we living now, but it just didn't look at this visualization, because I guess it was a failure at that time, because it wasn't the right time in space. You know what I'm saying?
They had to rerun it,
and this the results of what they getting out of it. But everything got a bubble. They show that, because that's trial and error. Just with any scientific experiment, you gonna have trial and error.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point. Good point. Trial and error. Yeah.
And we the product of that. And see, like that one brother, you got him looking at these laws and stuff, you know, practicing with the Moors and stuff like that. See, the thing is, these youngsters, like that one phrase Tupac said, these youngsters, people going to wake up one day and realize, why they ain't got shit. See, that was just a saying to look at the facts of why the fuck I don't have shit, but you running this narrative to me, you giving me this, you showing me this, but you only showing me the sickness of, right. of the results of it, but you steady want me to try to strive for it mentally, physically. You know what I'm saying? But the majority of my mind basically is taking over. And if your mind not strong, your physical not going to be too strong. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be a connection.
And see,
that's what's happened with these youngsters because they was given an entitlement. You know, our age group gave our children a certain entitlement that we didn't experience. And it was just going down the line, and we was just getting along with what society was offering, but we steady give the same narrative like, damn, why the fuck I ain't got more? Where my more at? Why I can't go get more? You know what I'm saying? But we look at all
the
banks.
I like that. Let's go with that. Yeah. So all y'all on here. Now, your brother D just came on. All y'all on here, everybody hitting. Since Celine was saying so much stuff with the cube, that I'm going to tell y'all, that's Halloween. She is so deep what she just said. I don't want to take away from her right now because you know what? Because I looked at what we were talking about. I said, man, if I tell them what she talked about the AI, they're going to be scaring the hell out of them because actually when she gave that out, AI having debates all over the earth. I ain't making this up. She did. I told her to go wait, but you went so far. You wouldn't let me go to the end. I said, that cube shit is Halloweenish. They said... I'm telling you, I seen it. I looked it up. I was waiting. I told you the whole time. I said, wait, you going so fast. I said, hold it. You going to scare everybody. I said, y'all got to listen to this because I ain't got to go nowhere. That thing said, I went online. They having debate with the AI, talking about what she want to do and all this shit. And I mean, when I say it's worldwide, it's like she a dictator now. Then she said, They down with depopulation, dude. I'm not making this up. So she ain't lying. Now this thing with the graphite, that got to be with the cube because it's changing your molecule. See, that's why I tell people they say the spell word. She said the cube. Of course, I can't agree right away because we got to have y'all still listening. You can't all agree. Y'all want us to agree on everything. We can't all agree, but we got to be able to understand that it's not about that yet.
We have warp speed.
We have
more
speed, West
we
Ford,
got
which
speed
was
everybody got speed up.
No, more speed was dangerous. That told us how dangerous time is. That's why I used the time we got to keep people listening to the fact that we ain't off that subject yet. I was waiting for the subject, so we at the time I could play this, and we go into the next part. They already is with the transhumanists. It's already here. It's already started. It's done. It's gone. It's moving. It's almost. They need to be at a population level of equaling out the ones that are not this with the ones that is with this to create what they're telling them to create. So that's what the purpose of them coming out with that graphite. I'm not saying it's 100% factual that everything we say may be. I'm saying, but I feel in my spirit that we are about 90% accurate when we talk about this vaccine. Because I can't say that I did an autopsy, but I have heard people claiming to do autopsies, saying they found the blood got clogged with this unbelievable, they pulled it out of one of them, he showed it in his graphic. I don't know if it's real. All I can say is this, if this is, and they showed enough evidence now, that people are falling out. Now, the babies, y'all, think about this, y'all. Think about this for a minute. I talked to Brother D. I don't know if you're still with us from Chi-Town, but I mean, you had spoke just recently, and I remember us talking that can you imagine how much a baby, the fight is to have the baby aborted almost at 9 months up until then. Decision then to do that. If you know you got a baby that you really don't want because it was raped, you was beat up by your mother, if something that you would be traumatic, I understand that. But the part that the baby wants to be at 9 months means you are harvesting organs, everybody, at the highest level. That's all I can say. Now, what Kanye said about going to the Holocaust Museum, validation, when Professor Griff was in Florida about some days, they had him go to the, somebody make a noise, see what I'm saying? He made him, had him go to the Holocaust Museum here and stuff. I can't even find it.
The black market is no longer the black market. The black market functions in the open now. So the way they do it is departmentals.
Hey, she praying about that. I ain't mad about it. She cast that spell off her. She said, hey, I'm with you, baby. That's what you got to think. Cast that spell. Oh, it ain't going to happen to me because that's the key.
I told you, black women ain't no joke, ooh, man. No mess with them.
Ooh. She said, I said, wow, she right. Hey, but that's the spell. But then you know what? I'm going to tell you. She right. But now that I find sister, hold on. I know you're praying. I know because we can have a understand where you're going. I'm like, huh? Who is this? Yeah, but let me just say this all validation to her. Everybody got their own way of praying. And I'm going to tell you something. There's a prayer in your Bibles called the prayer of destruction. I know it. Sister, I know Sister Queen Shalene know it. Our double destruction. You know her. You remember that one. Because if I do not come to bring harm to you and all that, just in Tahuti and all this, then why should you bring harm to me? Now, this is what I'm going to tell y'all. If they release the Batman movie, which is Halloween, I'm not saying you, I'm just saying you should be aware that these things can happen in your area. If you see it, be aware you will be able to prevent things happening once you are more aware of them can happen. Don't come by surprise. Some shit happened. You act like you ain't with it. Oh, it couldn't happen. You better understand it can happen. That gives you more serenity of how to deal with the operation and what you need to do. So if you know you ain't properly prepared to go somewhere and you don't feel right, that's on you. If you feel right, you say, because sometimes you feel the power that you can ward off evil. I understand that. And it's definitely a power because you can't travel without being in fear. So I got you on that. I want y'all to know. But people do prayer of destruction, of killing their enemies. Oh, don't think she was just making it up because she said it. It's in your Bibles. Go look it up. It's called I Will Destroy You with Double Destruction in the Book of Psalms. So go look it up. That's a prayer. So, all right, let's keep it going because I'm bringing out the real occult, that which is unseen. Now, we got to go here before we take off. Not take off, but y'all going to jump off at 1 o'clock, so you better jump on now. I don't know what's going to happen. But let's just say this. The microchipping is real. I can't say that Fetterman, Joe Biden, or Trump ain't got body doubles if you got a body double. Your body double, they made you a body double. That's a fact. You just don't, you may not realize there's two of you. It's two of you. And if this is the case, then we should be aware that all agents are as combatants until otherwise show otherwise. We shouldn't take the Republicans as a non-combatant. He's combative until he show otherwise and make us non-combative with a policy that will show for light, that which is. Then you can give your super energy if you want to something, but be hesitant always until you see that you have been given something in return of the energy you gave. You already gave your body. Your body got already, take my body, give it to mine. That's already been done. Already been done. Now the woman thing, because we're going to Halloween, y'all. Y'all been vampires for a long time. Oh yes. Ain't no other vampires but y'all. Y'all made vampires. The bloodline is in y'all. Y'all hemoglobin I told y'all Oxytin, not Oxycontin, but Oxytin is unbelievable. If we all look, I looked it up. I'm still looking. It's like taking me into this. It's unreal. That's all I'm going to say until I get pure clarity that, damn, is this what they're saying? So maybe they are right. This is a cult of hermaphrodites. Some reason why you want to make everybody bow down. Bow down. That's what's happening. It's a sexual bow down. You either become me or else type of thing. The woman robot, if she is AI, which looks like she already gave the name alone, Sophia, philosophy, woman, she already been taken out the picture, but yet the Women's Lib program claim they want women's rights. Are they hypocrites too? This is where the women come. I'm going by gender. Who the hypocrite now? You, every story of the ancient time is you cutting off dicks. Now, why is that? Somehow this story's got out. I didn't make them up. Now we got to get deep for y'all today because we trying to figure out who runs this world. Some people say they're reptilians. I think a wand was cast. We got people now talking about the, you know, Obama and them, and, you know, all this stuff going on in the Hamptons. All y'all taking all the refugees into Martha Vineyard, prove they don't want them. They got put on a huge, y'all said to me, did y'all see where they got them living now? They got PlayStations, flat screen TVs all across, couches, washing machine dryers, a camp. They made a camp for them now. All because they went to Martha Vineyard. And y'all, that's okay to y'all. That means hypocrites. How you going to worry about talking about the white man doing it? And they just showed you what they do to you. They ain't been doing it to blacks. They doing it to goddamn Latinos. That's what they doing. They put Latinos there and show them y'all going into a camp. Now, here's a sanctuary. That's hypocritical. Sanctuary means come stay. That shows you if you can watch this in the way where you at and think it won't touch you, then you got to be deceived too. How you going to watch this happening? It ain't got to you yet, then. It means it ain't got to you yet. When it gets to all of us, just like a hurricane, guarantee you act then. I don't want you to wait that long, because I tell you, you wait for a hurricane to hit you. Woo, you see what happened over there where we at? Man, let me tell you. Y'all don't understand that? That takes a long time to rebuild that. That's at least a 5 to 10 year project of just getting the main real estate back on track. And when it get back on track, it's going to be New World Order. Watch and see. It's going to be New World Order. It's going to be everything latest. You can't even, you ain't going to think about living there no more unless you super rich. That's what it looks like to me, because y'all watching them take the land and everything else. If you can't stop them, black folk, then I'll tell you why the white folks can't. They can't either. The Amish getting taken out. They beating up the Amish now, arresting them and shit.
Right. Everybody has to be a corporation now. They're pushing the LLC.
Yeah.
Everybody has to be a corporation. You're going to have a choice. You're either going to be on the side that is against the soulless, or you're going to be on the side that's with the soulless. You're going to comply.
Nah.
If you got your digital coins, if everyone, I'm talking to the people.
Nah, that's right.
Your coins, you're going to have to eventually comply in a minute.
The cube is the internet.
The internet is the cube.
Yeah.
Quantum.
It's the cube. Yeah.
It's the cube. They're going to control all the digital currency. They can turn the currency
and blockchain.
First they said blockchain.
See how they get the words, like you say, spell word. Now, I got to get this before we go, before 1 o'clock. This is why I say it's almost a motion picture. This is the group that's doing this is in the Purge movie. You tell me after we out who they are.
Dr. Sutton, you wrote 3 series of books while you were a research fellow at the Hoover Institute. Can you give me basically the background of the content of these series?
Yes, the
The series I wrote at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University concerned the transfers of Western technology to the Soviet Union, and essentially it comprised three individual books. Each book covers a period of time since 1917.
And then you wrote a second series of books on Wall Street.
Yes, these were trade books. In other words, they're not academic books. They're written for the general public. They concerned the build-up of the three types of socialism, Bolshevik socialism in Russia, what we might call welfare socialism in the United States, and Hitlerian or national socialism. And each book examines the financing and the contributions made by Wall Street, by international bankers, to the development of that specific form of socialism.
Now, in your research and analysis, and your efforts to bring out the facts about what was going on in our society, did you encounter any effort to discourage you, to prevent you from bringing out the background of America's involvement in the financing of international communism?
Yes, very definitely. For example, when I was at the Hoover Institution in 1972, I went to Miami Beach to give some testimony before the Republican National Committee. And although a congressman had hand-delivered to the wire services this testimony, which was later printed, the wire services refused to transmit it to the newspapers. Then when I got back to the Hoover Institution in California, I was called into the office of the director, and I was told in no uncertain terms not to make any more speeches like that, and that this information should not be made public.
This was the information that we were giving the Soviet Union the technology to develop its war potential?
Oh, yes. At that time, we were in Vietnam, and as you know, the Soviets were supplying the North Vietnamese.
This was 1972?
1972, yes. And, for example, I knew that the Gorky plant, which was built by the Ford Motor Company, but the Gorky plant in Russia produces the GAZ, a series of vehicles. The GAZ vehicles had been seen on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. We were supplying equipment to the Gorky plant in the middle of the Vietnamese War, and these trucks were being used to carry ammunition supplies, which were killing Americans. I thought this was morally wrong, and I said so in Miami Beach and at the Hoover Institution. And it was this type of information that was suppressed.
And so what eventually happened as far as your activities at the Hoover Institution were concerned?
Well, I didn't pay much heed to the warnings. I published a book called National Suicide in the following year, which summarized our assistance to the Soviets, our military assistance to the Soviets. And when that book came out, again, there was great pressure to stop the book. There was pressure on both the publishers and me personally. And I felt I couldn't take this, and a few years later, I just left the Hoover Institution. Since 1975, I've been an independent author without any ties whatsoever.
Let's go a little bit into the background of the financing of the German war machine that we fought in the period 1941 to 1945. Could we start, first of all, with the original financing of Hitler between 1922 and 1923?
And that's going to be the Bush family. And that's what he's going to end up saying. So for time to strength, those of you joining me, jump on now. We about to get it on to the final hour where I have no control over the mic. They are all loose. Let's just say the barbarians are at the gate. Let's make it happen. Y'all just heard that. Let me just get the one call that's been waiting longer than 8079. 8079, go ahead. I got you in there.
Yeah, that was a pretty interesting clip there. But the same thing is going on today, even with the small wars that's going on around the world. You look at the stock market and all your military complexes that got on the stock market, their stock is up sevenfold right now because of the wars around here. And
that's
getting
right
back to that immigration piece of them sending whatever people that's coming in this country, they want them because big corporations know they need that cheap labor, man. So they always gonna bring in so-called immigrants or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's cheap labor, and they gonna go for it. So if you give them a washing machine, hey, this is great, you know. So you know you dangle that carrot in front of them, and they gonna do what you say. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, the planet being a billion years old, man, ain't no telling how many species is on here all over the world that might
yep.
be controlling it, fighting for whatever, you know.
That's
but,
right.
it's like, you know, every day you get up, you're getting bombarded with all this different information because of the information that's available at your fingertips. It can become confusing, you know.
Right.
So you have to reach into your own mind, and hopefully you can pull out what you think is right, what you think is false, good, great show today, and I like everybody's comments.
Man, get common sense on that one, man. That's a beautiful love right there, because it is. All that we've been, I'm bombarded, y'all bombarded. We bombard each other with so much information, so it is a clandestine operation to sift out that which is necessary for your particular locale. That's what's going to be able to benefit you with all that's going on. That's how we got to decipher this information that's going out across the 10 regions today. Much love to all y'all. I'm going to stay with you because, you know, we ain't got nowhere to go. So we got to do what we do. Let's make it happen. All y'all, please, mic yourself. We don't mind y'all saying anything. We want y'all to talk. We want the 10 regions to talk, but we want to make sure y'all go overboard with each other. So I can only see what I see. All the lines, I'm so sorry. It's just so many of y'all that we had to take out because the sister ended up couldn't find her. But I made a big mistake on that. Oh, my God. Anyway, long story short, we're going to keep it going. What we got, that's what we're going with. Let's just take this premise. All y'all still in line. I don't know if y'all got some lines open. Okay, there you go. I got y'all. Yeah. There's still people out there that is waking up. I'm telling you. I'm running across people now saying the same thing, maybe not as in-depth as we all talking at this level, but they at a level where you say they comprehended now there's something going on. And I think that's the first stage of, and I think we're into the second stage of some states. People just will really go berserk here in Florida if they were to do a mandate that would say you got to go back into quarantine. That, I don't think that would happen here without no real issue. Now, other states, I can't, give any, you know, real credence because I got to live there for a period of time and behest upon living there to see the real action. But what we do see in visiting different areas, there's still rebellion because even areas that were hardcore, they ain't wearing them no more. They wearing them, but not at the same level. I think the level of not wearing them is going bigger in New York State than I see wearing them. I do see people wearing them. I'm going to say they 60-40, personally. What y'all feel about that area, if y'all in that area? Chi-Town, as you see a 60-40, if you still wear it, or wherever you at, is it over 50, or if it's 60, I still better than what it used to be. What's y'all take on that? Nobody? Anybody?
I'm still, well, in Buffalo, it's like, a lot of people is not wearing a mask. The only time they wear their mask is like maybe they go to the doctor, to, you know, a dentist, something like that, or if it's required in the courthouses or, like, you know, in those institutions. I don't see my son wearing his mask, so I'm not sure if it is or not a requirement. I have to ask him because I don't ever see him wearing his mask. But they do have the mask on when you go on the bus, so he still wears his mask on the bus. I don't know if he wears it on the train.
Well, is it a thing where individually, I'm saying, but not just overall what you see, do you see a decline of which people say, I'd rather be, because I know it goes on even here, but I'm saying we definitely got to be 80-20 in my area. I mean, it's just 20% now. It's like 80 ain't doing it. No. So I'm like, how do y'all see y'all area? Because what I'm saying is for is I see them trying to research.
I think it's declining in a slow way, though, but it's not,
okay.
You know, it's declining.
Okay, well, it's reclining.
It's
okay,
declining.
Okay, that's a positive. That's a positive. Also, what I want to ask y'all, how y'all grocery stores looking? Are y'all seeing replenishment at a normal scale, or has it declined before you see this item again? Is everything looking up to par? What's y'all take on that?
I say in the black neighborhoods, the grocery stores look real bad, okay? The areas that the Democrats control, the black neighborhoods. But when I want to go to a nice grocery store, if I go in a white neighborhood, I see more stuff. But they're still slacking. But it's like they do it under, like, that spell, the zip codes.
Yeah, but in that area of Atlanta, y'all got so many blacks that got good areas. I mean, I don't – I have to be like really certain areas that they take, because y'all got a lot of areas. And then what do y'all take about the? I mean, I'm sure there's going to be decline. I think that's everywhere too. Wherever the zip code is definitely at, the food product is a little bit slacker. I have noticed that myself. Except, you know, when you go into the areas, you damn sure see it. So let me ask that for all y'all. If y'all ain't seeing it, then that means that basically they're showing you right there classism. That if your area is looking good, which I can't complain.
Oh, we got the witch here. We got witch. We got Hocho. We got the witch. You know, we got the nice weather now. You know, a lot of motherfuckers.
They got the nice weather now.
You know,
I love it.
You remember Biden came and gloated and did the crocodile tears. And, you know, they all wheezed in with him and got, you know, what is it? Begalled. And they're all so, they done went to Oz again. So now they under the motherfucking fake warlock cries. So we getting nice weather. And
you getting nice weather. I love it.
Our food is supply is pretty good here, you know. But we're still in.
Y'all got some top-notch. Wagmans is big.
Smart cities. Remember now, y'all, they building all the smart cities across the world.
Yeah.
So that's what, you know, China already, smart. The cube got China, like, locked down. China is her the weapon for the cube right now until her people get their bodies. As soon as her military is being built right now. Sophia got a military.
Her robot military. Yeah,
she got a military.
Yeah.
And they're going to look
now,
just like humans in a minute. Because they perfected that silicone skin.
Exactly. Let's go with that. Because, again, y'all seen these movies. It was a movie where this guy made robots. They were all women. He was having sex with them, and they got all carried away at the end. That was a hell of a movie. Tomasina or Maxasina. That was a good movie, Maxasina. And all I can tell people is I see it coming, too. And now that the women is now somehow they got the natural woman to say that she ain't a woman no more by letting the transvestite, hermaphrodite cult, let the man come back in as them. As you know, this is where we're going.
Right, that's a spell. That's a sex trafficking spell. That's all the fuck that is. That's a spell.
But how does it happen, though? I mean, we could, me and you know, but we asked ourselves, how the hell something this diabolical be able to be
we the walking dead. We the zombies.
But the women, though, I mean, think about it. Okay, you got women now that I never would thought. And I hope y'all all listening. In sports, I'm just in sports because that's like a glass. You got sports, okay, the WNBA, we all knew the women kind of had a masculine look, but they still had pretty faces. They made them look pretty when if they didn't want to be pretty, that's a different thing. But when they did the first WNBA, they was nice looking women. They was very, you know, some were lesbians as we know now. But, you know, it still was, they tried to look still somewhat, you know, okay, they got to the point where now they look totally like dudes. And they come with five women now. The women are now getting more better women than the men. This is becoming very well documented. I'm going to do a whole movie on this. And I like, they will whoop your ass now. The women will whoop and may whoop your ass. They don't try. Will whoop your ass if you don't even have a clue that they might whoop your ass. They will whoop your ass. And you got to realize that this is going on today. So how does that even, you know, there you go. Man, you make a lot of noise, man. Come on. Where you at? Talk. Hurry up.
Okay, yeah, man. I was bringing up the woman issue. I think that was – I just saw a clip recently where you had a brother wrestling with a firefighter on the ground in which he had a gun with an extended clip on it, right? And he's getting manhandled by the firefighter, and it took his woman to take the gun from his hand and pop a cap in the firefighter. It just blew me away. In terms of the
wasn't that in Florida?
What was it in Florida? I don't remember what city it was in. But a sister actually went, pulled the gun from the guy who's under the firefighter, who's manhandling him, right, and put a cap in the firefighter. And the brother didn't even shoot him to defend his life. If she didn't shoot him, that firefighter would have choked him out just like George Floyd. And that to me, that shocked me. That shocked me. You know, our women are something special. I got to tell you that, man. But I don't got to say much about our brothers. The brothers of black men, masculinity of today, man, it's been reduced to a point of disgrace. You know,
well, that is definitely. Now, again, you've been around a long time.
Y'all need to be worried about y'all penises, okay? Period.
Well, y'all chopping off.
Because they chopping the motherfuckers off. Y'all talking about the women chopping them off. They chopping their own penises.
Somebody put yourself on mute or something, because you got to make a lot of noise. But whatever's going on, it's going to be hard to talk. Okay. We got that. But remember, the story is that the women, his dick get chopped off. Y'all looking for it and put it on a display. Now, I don't know if that's by symbolism, but my understanding is very energy, deals with energy that's been usurped or taken away from. And it looks like the woman, I don't know all women, but I'm going to just say there's a group of women who is enjoying this because they have the power to create life or be half life with them. They must be bringing back something, y'all, that was something that was lost, something that was taken. Something that they once had that they don't have no more, or what they used to have, because to have men now.
The ISIS project?
I think about it. You got men who are dressed up as trannies worldwide are adoring, and the women are their pimps. Women are actually promoters of the gay stuff. It's more women who love to hang with them. I mean, love it. I mean, they are happy. I'm not against it. I'm just saying. But if you look at the proliferation of this, it's by women. Because women since I've been watching television, y'all correct me if I'm wrong, I noticed that these shows, particularly BET, and them have been promoted.